participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Is Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, get out of here. Here he is. Get him out of here. Paul Bearer. Oh, for Howard K. Smith.
That's right.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Falco and all the ships at sea. Forced to quit their job at their Georgia crematorium. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bear.
And we thought no one would catch us, Rob.
We really thought nobody'd smell.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode. Hope you had a great President's Day this Tuesday. February 19th. Here's the phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. Where we are today in WJFK, our home radio station. 202-432-1067.
All right.
And WNEW in New York, where we'll be tomorrow. 877-692-1027.
And it's times like this I begin to think, did I leave that pizza out the last time I was there?
Here now, everybody, is, of course, Guy J. Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
You've been officially introduced.
Yes.
To the audience. And let me just start by saying, today's show jam-packed.
Of course.
Lots of great stuff.
Good.
Some pretty good bits, we think, coming up on today's show. And I got a weekend full of stuff jam-packed to tell you about. Also, the details on teet-tack-toe.
Teet-tack-toe is something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. We're going to be playing that game up in New York either tomorrow, probably Thursday, I think. Tomorrow we'll talk about a little more, get girls to call it. I'll tell you, if we figured out a way to play the game.
Still involve body paint?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
But first, just let me tell you another. What I'm doing is I'm compiling a list every day of why I love working here.
Oh, good.
This is it's an ongoing project. It's truly a labor of love.
I know.
And right up on the top, it's why I love working for Infinity Broadcasting. And, you know, the list is endless. You know, it starts,
fantastic.
It starts with the people.
The people and the atmosphere.
And the working conditions and
building itself.
You know, everything. Every day, I just it's my way of, you know, Buzz, I've been a negative thinker for way too long.
That's true.
And recently, I had a breakthrough. I said, why focus on the negative?
Right.
That's right. That gets you into trouble.
Focus on the positive.
Good move.
So every day, what I'm doing is I get my my piece of paper here. And I write down what I love about working for Infinity.
You know, I am so glad that you've come around, because I know for a long time I thought, you know, maybe you're overdoing it as far as the complaining and the negative energy. But I'm glad you really have seen the light.
That's a pretty small piece of paper. Would you like some more paper?
Well, no, as you see, I write very small.
Ah, well, then there'll be plenty of room to write the reason.
Just one line a day, one brief little line a day.
Very good.
And here's the reason I love working for Infinity today.
All right.
As of today, and I just received this email from the higher-ups at CBS today, as of today, I can officially tell all of you, don't worry about the ratings.
Yeah, because we don't
have ratings anymore.
Well, what I'm saying...
I mean, we're not going to have access to them anymore.
What I'm saying is, don't worry. Pressure's off.
Oh.
Who cares? We get a rating on New York on Friday, and we get a rating in Washington about 10 days after that, and then other big markets after that. But, the pressure's off because the company has decided that the ratings service, Arbitron, is too expensive.
So they're not going to subscribe to it anymore.
So we are not going to have access to the ratings, and that, of course, means, like, the monthly ratings.
Wow. And that, of course, means that salespeople will no longer be able to talk about ratings when they're going out and selling because...
Oh, that's great.
They would have to... You know, be using something they don't subscribe to.
But again, Mike, now listen, you're looking at a negative.
Oh, that foolish me. I'm sorry.
For a salesperson, that might be a negative. I'm telling you, being a DJ...
Oh, it's a free pass.
What it is, you know, we're anxiously looking forward to Friday.
We're Larry King now.
Where the monthly ratings come out to see how we're doing. Friday, the New York trend comes out.
We're Don Imus now. The ratings don't matter.
The first trend for the winter book comes out on Friday.
Right.
And, you know, I start... obsessing about stuff early on, and I had been...
You get up early, earlier than you normally do. You get up at, 2, 3 in the morning?
I get up very early. I get all my superstitions. I come in. We do the computer thing where the ratings come over the computer. And
lucky sock.
You urinate on the copier.
Yeah, you know, I've got my lucky socks. And
can I say that, or was I just bleeped out?
I don't know.
It probably got bleeped out.
Damn it.
I go number one on the copier. And anyway, I got my whole routine. And now, anyway, well, that's the reason. That's today's reason I love working for Infinity, because now,
yes,
hell, the pressure's off.
No pressure. Pressure is off. There's absolutely no reason for what has been 16 years of nervousness, 16 years of tension, 16 years really thinking every single month how we're doing. We don't have that anymore.
Forget
right now,
about it.
Katie, bar the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
relax and enjoy.
And therefore, the pressure also from the higher ups will not be coming at us.
Oh, that's
because,
great.
For instance, you know, let's face it, we're sucking ass in New York City, and we're looking forward to the ratings trend on Friday to find out how our show is doing.
Sure.
That information will now be unavailable to us.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to pass it along, I mean, we'll be able to, you know, who can trust anybody else in this business?
And I don't know.
Really, it's a cutthroat business.
And I'm not really sure exactly how you would get the day parts and stuff from other people. I don't know if they'd want to give that up. I'm sure we'll be able to get the overall ratings. They generally print those in, like, trade publications. But,
you know, for so many years working for this company, I would say to people, you know, this is a very brave company. This is a company that doesn't advertise anything.
Uh-huh.
They don't advertise their disc jockeys. They don't let anybody know. We kind of do it all on our own. We're very proud of that. And now it's good to know that not only will they not promote us at all, but they won't even let us participate in the only thing that measures our success.
So,
I'm happy, and Don, as I know it might sound negative that I'm saying that, but no, it's a positive.
Pressure's off, man.
The pressure's off. Now we don't have to worry anymore.
Pressure's off as far as, you know, really.
Where are the records?
As far as I'm concerned.
I mean, in all seriousness, if we don't have that, just, you know,
we used to do favorites.
Play some long records so we can go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, did you have the stack? You know, it is great minds do think alike.
We all love music.
As Don reveals the stack of the music that he wishes to play. This is terrific.
Dear. Yeah, it is.
I mean, because when you have, Russ,
for the listener,
you know, one would think to keep these very high ratings, we have to provide content that people listen to. Now, we can do what every other person in this time slot would do.
Right.
Which is play music. Play our kind of music. Or maybe not. But I do like this song.
All I know is it's long. It's only 7.5 minutes long.
Great little cymbal riff here. One of my favorites.
Hear that?
Yeah, it's nice. Kind of a phased-in cymbal.
Mike, what you're doing now, though, is you're being entertaining.
Yeah,
please stop it.
I shouldn't even talk about
this. Please stop it.
Get comfortable. Enjoy.
All right. Pressure's off, man.
How long is this one?
This one? The whole thing? Foreplay a long time? 7.5 minutes.
7.5 minutes. What a delightful record. Or, excuse me, CD, as you kids would say.
Hey, who cares?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. No, I'll still call it a record.
Doesn't matter.
I called it when I was growing up.
Hey,
Incidentally,
no, I don't want to be entertaining, but I must tell you, this is also the sound that plays when Rob Spiewak is making his bed.
I'm just saying, what
that was a good one. Yeah.
What the hell are we doing playing good music for?
Yeah, that is good classic rock. You have bad music?
Well.
What does he ever? Trust me.
I mean,
I'm looking at the album cover.
7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, not mean to come excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
This would officially be the moment on the show when I wish we had the rating service back.
How you doing, fags?
Oh, I could have.
And I like the Monkees.
Yeah. The bluebird as she
I occasionally, I'll tell you something, if I'm in my car and the oldie station plays this, I'll listen, but only in the privacy of my own car. I would never actually play this on our show. What's it
dream? But you've played it on the show before.
No, I have not.
You've played it like as a rejoiner.
Never have. One time we were in the studio and I said to you, this is too faggy even for me to play as a rejoiner. I played,
Sworn I've heard.
Have you heard this on the show?
I think in the pre-show we play it sometimes. Like, regularly. God. And turn it up loud.
Play Valerie. Yeah, here's one that I have played on the show before, I know.
Always feel like, when you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
You gotta put on a Bullfighter's outfit. On the heels of trying to enjoy the Olympics last night with... Oh, what do I want to talk about the Olympics?
Stop it, please.
See, I have... Oh, man, I had like a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about.
You can tell us in the hall.
I know. Well,
I have to tell you in the hall how frustrated I was with 8 hours of ice dancing.
Listen, Mike...
Ice dancing.
All I know is that...
That's when the male figure skaters call the ice dancing male figure skaters fags.
We no longer have any pressure at all.
No, there is no pressure at all, and I feel a gigantic sense of relief.
Let me call upstairs just to double check.
What's up?
Yeah, it's probably
Sprayle's
good.
Number 859.
Yeah, you're catching about 50 minutes before feeding. Because you at 12 noon is normally when the trainers go down the hallway with the buckets of his food.
Claire?
Sure is, Mike.
She's
there. The moment I met you, I swear.
Well, the company's not paying for ratings. Why should we try?
Donnie G's all gay anthology. I couldn't see
them. All right. You want something a little more modern?
Well, it's my own taste.
That Oh Brother Where Art Thou music I like.
Oh, I like this. I actually listen to this. Yeah. This is good music. Really, let's listen to some.
I am a man.
I don't know why I like this one, too.
Oh, I know. I love it.
It's old timey.
I've seen trouble.
Yeah, take it.
Now, back. That's not him, right?
I love it. No, that's not Clooney.
Okay. No.
That's not Clooney.
That's all we're going to get of that one.
That's all. Yeah, because that's actually a good song.
Somebody's still thinking about the ratings. Rose Garden.
Oh, yeah.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you Rose Garden.
Hold on, it's even worse than this.
You know, what a lot of people didn't know back then, and they can be told now, that song is about her place.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
I apologize.
Stop it.
I'll stop. That's the old me. That's the old entertaining me.
I'm going to have to turn off everyone's microphone.
All right.
Y'all just can't shut up and enjoy the...
Sorry.
The music that says, our company's canceled the rating service.
Oh, God.
I'd like to dedicate this one
to the Arbitron Company.
Goodbye, girl.
All your life you've waited for love to come.
This is a musical equivalent of an impacted tooth.
Now that I...
Why try?
You must
Your gay caballero's assisting you with some choices.
Yeah, I know. He's
very excited about this next song.
So
All I know, folks, I don't see what's going on over there with those two, but I will tell you, I believe you may be in for a treat. But I shouldn't do that because that's selling something.
On this one?
I don't have to do that anymore. Okay. I just sit here like a bump on a log.
Good song.
Good song coming up.
This one counts as a good song, though.
Well, you know what? You could really make a case for this being timely.
This here's the story of Cassius Clay, who changed his name to Muhammad Ali.
Oh, man, he didn't go to the hook.
Sorry.
Muhammad.
Oh.
Now we're gonna get ratings. You blew it.
Yeah.
I rented my apartment on a Monday at 1, singing to Lolly Lolly Shaky Bum Shaky Bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, was singing to Lolly Lolly Shaky Do Shaky Do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company, singing, "Hey baby, put a phone in for me."
Beautiful song.
Thursday at 4,
sung by Rick D.
Knocking at my door, singing,
"Why try?"
Hey, baby, I'm your telephone man. Just show me where you want it, and I'll put it where I can. I can put it.
I'd like someone just to tell me why we should bother trying.
I can put it in the bathroom. I can hang it on the wall. You can have.
We ain't getting the ratings.
Your company's
not going to pay for the ratings. Why should we try?
You can have a ding.
Well, we can certainly amuse ourselves, which I believe we're doing
here. No other fellas call you, tell him.
Anyway, that's why I love working here.
What's very good, though, is all the music you're playing. You know, I mean, I probably royalties involved and stuff, but it's already paid for. We've got the all gay anthology continues.
Being alone at night makes me sad girl.
Sad girl.
Yes, brings me down.
Call me gay. I like this song.
Yeah, so do I.
Good old Bobby Sherman.
Oh, Julie, Julie.
Sorry. That would be entertaining.
I got caught up in.
Oh. Now I believe you're really making your point.
Hitting a nerve now?
Remind you of a time?
Goddamn right it does.
Hi, this is Taylor Dane. I'm here with a dog in my bag.
Acid flashback. But go 80s. What the hell happened to music in the 1980s?
I don't know.
It's the new policy.
Infinity.
We just don't care.
Right. No need for counter programming. We'll do what the other stations are doing. How did that ever become a hit?
Okay.
Jesus, how did that ever become a hit?
I don't know.
I don't know.
God,
really? You listen to some of these.
Now, wait.
No. I'm all right with that. I mean, at least it was produced.
Are you all right with that one?
Yeah, he turns it off.
Exactly.
See, I shouldn't tip my hand. I like. That's Starship, right?
Starship.
Starship.
Jefferson Starship. Or just Star. The band that changed its names more times than I changed underwear.
All right. We'll get you with this one.
Okay. I'm a Nana fan.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And you're playing the good version.
Yeah, the German version.
German version. Who doesn't like those Luftballoon?
Agreed.
You know what, seriously, this song represented to me? During all of that garbage, that pre-produced stuff, this was just a weird, quirky, different song that didn't...
People hate this song, though.
People do hate this song.
Oh, yeah,
but I like it. I've always liked it.
Now they go into the 80s. Here you go.
See, this is the part when it starts to really suck.
Infinity Broadcasting. We just quit.
Do you have Luca? He lived on the second floor.
I'm sure I do.
Suzanne Vega with you.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let me see if I can find something more.
You want to go out and get a sport coat and roll the sleeves up.
Oh, no. That's a good one.
That's a good one. It's my anthem.
Hold on.
That's my theme song now.
Turning Japanese.
Darn right.
The song's about J-O-ing.
Let's see.
Did you not know that, everybody?
No.
That's what the song's about. Because when you get done, your eyes get all squinty.
Right, you want to hear a typical song from the genre?
Here you go, right here.
On your station for the best mix.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along.
You may seriously be playing my least favorite song. I think this is the worst song I've ever heard. What's that?
Backrack wrote this.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about song. Rob, I'm not talking about the song. I'm talking about the cover.
Who did this?
Naked Eyes.
Naked Eyes.
Naked Eyes, right.
Mm-hmm. What happened to them?
Worse.
Hold on.
Where are they touring this summer?
It can get worse.
They stopped getting ratings.
Let's see.
No, you know what? It's a tie between that one, Naked Eyes, and Soft Cell. Tainted Love.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind Tainted Love.
I hate Tainted Love.
Hey, now wait. This is all right. Ring My Bell?
Yeah. Better than the last one.
You know why?
Why?
Hey, man. Because you can move to it.
Anything you can dance with by swinging your arms?
I like. Yeah, it's gone.
You can move to the music.
Gotta move!
Gotta move, man.
Is this Pac-Man fever?
Yeah.
Now, you dug this because you were a big Pac-Man champion. As a matter of fact, when you lived out in L.A., this is the song that would play when you'd come downstairs from your apartment and to get into your stolen Porsche.
It wasn't stolen. I just bought it and couldn't afford to pay for it.
I mean, if the camera was following you, this would, like, be your life story just going. Walking downstairs.
You go ahead and bust on me. I tell you, I was the Southern California Pac-Man champion.
Right.
1981.
Do they have a Pac-Man Hall of Fame?
Because I don't know. I won a trophy at Disneyland. There you go. We pulled it out for you, Mike. This one I kind of like. You don't like this one?
Oh, I'm with a passion. Absolutely with a passion.
Sometimes I feel
too.
Why should we try to do a show for you when the company won't pay for ratings?
Okay, wait a minute, hold on.
This just
you mean it gets better?
What's better than Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney?
Say.
Again, listen, it's really, our prices are insane. We just don't care.
Say. Yeah.
Say, you will save, but in the long run, you'll lose.
Hi, everybody.
What's the ratings? What's the ratings? We don't know. Hey, Scott Shannon, how about telling me what our number is?
That's a drag. But it's good because now we can
call DLJ. See if they will tell you what your rating is. Call DC101. Say, hey, are we having any fun?
We don't have it. I almost said something really bad.
Z100. Got a question for you. Is our rating number one or number 222? See, we need some other radio stations to tell us what the ratings are because the companies that pay for the service.
Over here, not a peep. We're much too cheap. We're in too deep.
They'll get it on Friday. Not here. But you know what?
save. That should be.
Save some money.
Hold on, that should be.
Yeah.
That should be.
Save lots of money.
That's got to be the new theme song for Infinity.
Yeah, to the
God damn.
Wow. To the music of Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. It's the anthem of our company.
Save what you can. Who needs a goddamn rating plan?
We're so cheap, we don't care. We'd rather keep it than ever really spend it.
Who knows who's listening today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? We don't know.
We're so cheap, we won't make a peep and let the other stations know how they really, really do. Appreciate it, Empire.
That's the sound of saving money right there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Count the money.
Isn't that quality?
Say, why would you cancel the Arbitron ratings?
We have now given up, but we'll be able to count all our money.
We every day get these bad songs we'll play, because it doesn't matter. No pressure.
From all of us, you won't hear a peep, because we're really cheap and we're in too deep now. You know what we sing? We know what it does to our ratings, too, but we don't care.
Cheap. Save. Save.
Oh.
Never told me actually what your audience share was.
All I care is I've got a big bag of money.
My face is tears and crying.
Ooh, you're screwed. Save some money. Why pay the ratings company?
We will never, ever know what our ratings are. Isn't that funny?
There ain't no pressure on you or on me, my friend. Every day, why plan a show? We could just get on here and blow, because it doesn't matter. We're not being rated, because we're saving.
And that's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen, when you work for this company.
Save.
We won't know our ratings. We won't know how we're doing. We'll have to get the information from friends.
Save.
It doesn't matter anymore. Just to collect money, go to work every day, but never get your monthly report card.
Okay, now listen. Here's the final chorus. Listen up and open your ears wide. They know we'll do the job, because beneath it we have pride.
Right.
We will. This is better than digging a ditch.
Oh, yeah.
But the people who own this company, they are sons of bitches. God. Save.
We'll do our jobs until we're all dead. But with this development, Jesus Christ, are our faces red.
Save. What are your ratings? We don't know, but God, we've saved a ton of money.
We don't know. We don't subscribe.
We don't know.
Sorry.
We don't know. We are still in discussions
with Arbitron.
Oh. The company is still negotiating, trying to get the fee down.
Well, this is that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good. That's
going
to happen.
Good. But as far as this week.
That's going to happen. The company that's got the monopoly on the rating service, yeah, they're going to say, okay, we'll give you a cut rate.
Sure.
It's a monopoly.
Why not?
It's one company that does rating. One company.
So does that mean that while they're in negotiations, we don't find out?
Correct.
Very good.
The memo
that I received said, many of you will be receiving, or thought you would be receiving your ratings information in various markets starting on Friday.
Right.
You will not be receiving that information.
Huh.
Not to mention when you go into a negotiation like this, not that everything's not always on the up and up, but boy, I'm sure there'll be a lot of goodwill for all those little details.
Yeah, sure.
After this is all over. I'm sure that we will be given the benefit of the doubt whenever there's any question mark.
Of course.
Listen, pressure's off. Pressure's off.
Don't get on my ass about the numbers.
No way.
You got to buy the numbers to get the numbers.
No
right.
way, Jose.
So anyway. All right. That's the opening segment today. why I love it here.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole segment was brought to you with nothing but love.
Yeah, love and lots of music.
Because we love to save. save.
And pass the savings
here's,
on to you.
Here's the
it's
question.
Just really more good news.
Here's the question. What are we going to be doing with the money the company's saving?
Yeah.
You know they're not going to be throwing it our way.
No, and it's certainly not going to go into decorating.
We ain't going to get a new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
No one's called me up and said, hey, we're saving all this money, so you know, how would you guys like to give away $100,000 on your show?
Security.
No. How about computers?
No.
That won't happen.
No.
That'll never happen. I'm still waiting. I've been the program director here for about a year. I'm still waiting for a computer.
Wow.
I'm still using my desktop.
Right.
When I have to get online, I have to unplug my telephone. I plug my telephone into the laptop and do the thing where it dials 9.
Yes, it's a supreme sophistication.
Right, but listen, that's going to change now because we are not subscribing to the rating service.
That'll
work.
Free up a lot of cash for the purposes of expansion and things like that.
It'll be nice. To buy more stations. Buy more stations that could be unrated.
Very good.
You know, listen, that's the reason you're here. That's the reason. That's why you keep score when you play a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have that, you don't have anything.
But, Mike, we are... saving.
Save.
We are saving.
Very exciting.
So anyway, listen, we're going to, because we're pros, look it up. We'll continue to do the show. But just know that, ladies and gentlemen, although this might seem like easy work to some of you, and in hell, most days it's a cakewalk, it's a lot of fun, occasionally we get fatigued. And when we get fatigued, from now on, we're going to take a little break.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a break.
That's fair. Don, let me ask you a question. How will the audience know that's happening?
Well, either we'll just stop.
With no sound whatsoever.
We'll read or eat or whatever we're doing.
Read.
Or
you simply hear silence.
Yeah, you might. Or, we might make personal calls.
Yeah.
You know, you'd only hear one side of.
That'd be good.
You know. I'm not saying this is going to happen all the time. Because really, we do love coming to work and we do love doing the show.
You better do that.
Even if it's, make the personal calls?
Yeah.
Even if it's going to be an unrated show, we'll still bust our ass to do the best show we can for you guys.
Very good.
This has actually been, in a roundabout way, our way of making a political statement.
Yes, and we found it highly entertaining.
There you go.
How do you mean?
So.
Therapeutic.
So anyway, there you go.
It's been as exciting as ice dancing.
There you go. Imagine, you know, it's like having the Olympics, and then one country's, doesn't pay, so they say, the guy from the United States, goddamn, he was fantastic, but... United States didn't pay their dues, so,
gets
a 0.0.
I know there's been a lot of controversy, but we still have the judges in figure skating, so it would be like the, if we were the team from the U.S. and we came out there and all the judges got up and left. And because because you were not judged, because you didn't subscribe to what the judges do, you weren't even involved in the competition.
All right, let's go to, Johnny just plunked one down. Let's take some calls. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, great. Are you kidding? We're on top of the world.
I know. You guys can't leave anywhere you want. I think your company's been sold to Clear Channel Communications. It's all over.
Pardon me?
You just became part of a big conglomerate.
He thinks the company has been sold.
No, our company's not been sold. No, Infinity is a strong, strong radio company.
Yeah. But, you know, it's gratifying to me that even without the rating service that we will still be getting calls from dumbasses that don't listen.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Speak to us.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, with all that music you were playing, you're going to get a whole new audience now and watch your New York ratings shoot up sky high.
we'll be number one in retards with the music we were playing.
Yeah, you got any Yoko Ono you can put on?
Oh, now that's way too cruel.
Wait until our sandwich break today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thanks, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Welcome to You know, I know the call letters are already taken.
WWDC.
Right.
They're a station here in D.C., but it should be, because it should be, we don't care.
Right.
WDC. You got to start it with a W.
Right.
Oh, WWDC, where we don't care.
WNTA.
What is that?
We're not trying anymore.
WMTA.
Oh, hold on. WNBA. Are you ready for that?
What's that one?
We're not buying Arbitron.
Yeah, like WNBA.
Uh-huh. Or if you want three call letters, sometimes three call letters have better. WNR. We're not rated. Hello?
WHGU.
What's that?
We have given up.
Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello?
Speak to us. Hello. And you know, one listening to these phone lines would think that we have given up.
Hello, no, we got a technical problem. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hey.
You guys work for Infinity, right?
Pardon me?
You guys work for Infinity, right?
Yeah, this week, yeah.
I mean, how does that make you feel to realize that they go to such great lengths and extent to do such wonderful things for all their other jocks on the radio, and yet they put you guys in the bottom of the barrel? Where does that make you feel, man?
Well, no, it's not just us. It's a company-wide decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just us they're doing this to.
Really?
Yeah, this is stations all throughout the company. This is a monumental decision.
Oh, yeah, please don't misunderstand. It's not just our show they're not paying for the ratings for. It's every show on every Infinity station.
Finally, you're being treated as an equal.
Well, I mean, who decided this? Where did this come from? I mean,
one of the delete that out. I'd rather not bring his name into this. But yes, you're correct.
Okay. Well, it may have been. We know who his good friends are. Him in the back.
Okay. A little too inside for me.
Johnny Insido calling.
A little too inside there, my friend. Hello, let's go to John of Portland. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Good. I work actually at one of the big radio conglomerates out here.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing to us. Well, they actually made us sign documents that said we can't talk about Arbitron. We couldn't even mention Arbitron because they decided they weren't going to pay for Arbitron, and that lasted about 2 weeks.
Well, let's see how long it lasts here at Infinity.
We're known as good negotiators.
Hey, at least this way they can't fire you over it.
Over what, our ratings?
Yeah.
Well, listen, they couldn't fire us anyway. I mean, we got a no-cut deal. But yeah, no, you're right. Now it's we're on easy street.
As far as
I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, really, no need to work hard anymore.
Rob, give me a timpani. Because I want to proclaim something now, because who the hell's going to dispute it? There will be no statistical evidence to take away from the claim that I'm here to tell you that.
This is good.
In all of New York City.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show has achieved the highest rating that any radio show has ever achieved in New York. That's what I hear. I don't actually have the numbers.
Just to drop most games, like nobody, no real statistics. This is going on the Don Mike Show, not the usual piece of reality.
I don't have the numbers. Right. So I'm gonna make wild ass statements like that.
The opinion is a factual statement to me here on the Don Mike Show, not based on any real reality thing.
We got like 12 million people listening right now. Christ!
All claims of rating superiority. The Don Mike Show can't be substantiated by any reason.
No. Of course not, because we're cheap, cheap, cheap. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Wow.
We don't want to pay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Oh, you know, why don't they just turn off the electricity and do radio by candlelight?
Hey, if there was a way.
I got an email from Infinity. They actually asked me if I would judge your ratings by how many people log on to thebelcher.com.
Get out of here. Hello.
Every beginning of the week show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
We could use him.
Jesus. Hello, you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name's Albert. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, what, Al?
I used to work at a radio station, and I know that the Arbitron ratings are the worst thing ever created.
No, I agree, but they're the only ratings company that's out there.
Yeah, but it's pretty sucks. I mean, I worked on the show.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. See, that's another rule you have.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know. I'm going to have to find out some clarification. If we are no longer participating in the Arbitron survey.
If we can talk about it.
Can we talk about it? But one of the rules is always that you can't talk about the way the ratings are garnered.
Right. Can't do that. That wouldn't matter whether we subscribed or not.
Right. Okay. Let's take one more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. And then I think at least we will go back to caring.
Okay.
Not that we haven't cared during this entire opening segment.
We've cared desperately about our audience and everyone that's close to us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I think they should change the call letters to WADA.
We're all dumbasses.
Okay, amen, very brother. Nice.
Hey.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Okay, well, just, you know, just a brief... Sorry I wasted so much of your collective time. But just every once in a while, I like to just stop down and tell you why, you know, right here. I don't need a contract to work here.
Right.
Here's my contract right here.
Right from your ticker.
Pumping blood throughout my body. That's it. That's what makes you... You know, some people say... This
is your agent.
Don,
there's your agent beating in your chest.
Don, how do you keep such a fantastic mood constantly?
Yeah,
and I say, well, you know what? You work at a place that makes you... Every day you come and you go, God damn, this is a great place to work.
Some people walk to work. Don dances to work.
Oh, are you kidding? I got the news today. So that's today's entry.
Amen.
In the Why I Love Infinity Broadcasting. Just a little soliloquy that I'm writing myself.
Yeah.
And very simple. Today's reason
is... A little sermonette.
Arbitron.
Absolutely.
Ansel Arbitron.
You couldn't be any more delighted.
Too cheap to pay...
Life is fun.
Or ratings. Well, there you go.
There you go. And then, you know, may it be resolved... To everyone's satisfaction.
Yep. Yeah. Who cares? Let's get a call 100 right now at 877-365-3636. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Delightful! This is the best show we've ever done!
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
Really? Says who? Time. All right. Hello,
Don
and Mike Show. Hello. Howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's your name, my friend?
Brian.
Where are you from?
New York.
All right, here you go. Oh, who says that we don't have a budget? Who says that we don't have...
Who says I'm dumb?
Who says that we don't have the money for giveaways because we're not subscribing to the ratings now? Listen to this.
Right.
You won the new Britney Spears CD.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Britney. CD with music from her debut movie Crossroads from Paramount Pictures. But wait, there's more. And let me give you a...
Critics love it.
20 minutes of prepaid phone time, long distance from Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular. I said cellular.
Cellular.
Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on just a second, please.
Very good.
Okay, so where was I? Oh, right. I love it here. Oh, the weekend.
All right, very quickly.
I get you through the weekend.
The weekend.
Here's what happened. In essence, nothing happened over the weekend except Saturday night. We were invited to a party at my sister-in-law is having, Robin is having her birthday, I guess, at the end of this month.
Okay.
And some of her neighbors are celebrating birthdays around the same time.
So they have like a group neighborhood birthday gathering?
And it was a little awkward because we didn't, you know, we don't know anybody there except Robin and my brother-in-law, Bill.
Right.
Who incidentally was the guy that got drunk and had his ear pierced on New Year's Eve at our house.
And if I remember correctly, I always have trouble keeping track, but he is one of your favorite in-laws.
Yeah, he's my confidant.
Uh-huh. Good.
And Robin is my favorite as well. Robin is, you know, Robin, remember now, Frida, as I love pointing out, is 4 years older than me. And
you do love pointing that.
When I first started dating Frida over 21 years ago, mm-hmm. at one point I was over at her house and I looked at meeting her parents or something like that, and I looked at her sister Robin, who's my age, exactly my age, and I looked at her and we went and we got out the high school yearbook, and it turns out Robin and I went to school together.
Very cool.
We traveled in slightly separate circles, mm-hmm. but we knew who, you know, we knew who the other one was.
Yeah, wasn't she like Phi Beta Kappa or something like that? And you were with the Hell's Angels.
Yeah, I was with the, you know, the losers. I mean, and the losers are now the choosers are now the losers. So I'm with the dum-dums, and she was with a group of girls. And,
I guess it was later that you rode with the Hell's Angels. I knew somewhere along the line you
never rode with the
Hell's Angels. You never rode with
the Hell's Angels.
Man, I got to reread the bio.
So hold on.
Must have been reading about somebody else, maybe Ken Kesey or something.
All right, Michael Weiss in about 10 minutes. We just been told for the
Olympics. Very good.
Excellent. Michael Weiss. So I can wind this up quick. So we go to Robin's house for dinner. Wonderful. The twins are there. You know, one of them is my godson, Drew. Drew and Nick, the matching twins. We have a real nice dinner. My sister-in-law, I just want to say my wife's beautiful. My sister-in-law. Looking strong.
Looking wow. good?
Looking real strong. Her leather pants.
Why? Wow, I love those leather pants on a woman.
Yeah. Nice, tight, brown shirt. You know,
She got some of the family genes that my wife didn't get.
Oh, really?
Careful. Yeah.
You mean top side?
Yeah. So we go to the party, and I want to thank Sue Ann, who was the woman.
Nibbin?
No, not that Sue Ann.
All right.
Mary's Sue Ann, who was the host of the party, and I think her husband, whose name is either John or Jack or Joey. It starts with a J.
Yeah, you liked him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there were so many people there, and so many people that we didn't know.
Right.
That at one point, you know me, when I'm in a situation like that and I don't know anybody, what I do is I just find a spot and I kind of just hunker down.
But people come to you.
So at one point I was just kind of hunkered down in the living room.
Right.
And I was talking with this other lady about Maryland basketball. Maryland Duke was the big game this weekend.
Boy, big game.
And my sister-in-law came over and she sat between us And at one point, and I keep in mind, I'm the designated driver, so I'm not even drinking.
Right.
But at one point, it was crowded on this little couch, so I did the old spread the arm out, and I got my arm around my sister-in-law.
You immediately free up about, 8 inches.
So she got her leather pants rubbing against me, and, my wife came into the room and said, what's going on here? We said, no, well, there's other people in the room. It's not like I'm doing your sister.
Right.
We're just,
Was she giving you manual help or something
no,
like
no,
that?
No. We were just, we were sitting together very cozily.
Yes, of course.
And at that point, my wife went over and sat on my brother-in-law Bill's lap.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for the first time, I've thought about the option of swapping with them.
Welcome.
Something that has never...
very close to home, though. Very, very dangerous. Very taboo. Very.
I'm sure it won't
entering
happen.
Entering the realm of taboo.
I'm sure it won't happen. So we had a great time. Thank you to Sue Ann and Joey or John, Jeff, whatever the guy's name is. There was a guy there who was, and now keep in mind, as I mentioned, Robin and I, my sister-in-law, we went to junior high and high school together. I never knew Frida because she was so much older than me. Now, there was a girl in junior high particularly, in 8th grade and 9th grade.
Gina Statutory.
No. Her name, I'm not going to say her last name, her first name is Lori. I just want to say, this girl, I'm sure she's a beautiful woman today. At the time, she was tall. And not the prettiest one in school.
Okay.
Braces? Yes. Now, who am I to see?
Teeth or legs?
Yes.
Wow.
So, who am I to say? I am certainly,
run, Forrest, run.
I'm not like, Malcolm in the Middle cute myself when I'm in school. I'm kind of an ugly kid myself. But I choose this girl to be the object of my scorn. I think 7th grade, 8th grade, and 9th grade, and I'm getting to a point with this, that one time what I did was, I got a locker combination. One time a fielder opened up a bunch of cans of dog food.
Oh, dear.
And left dog food in there, and would leave, like, dog biscuits for her and stuff, but, to indicate how ugly she was.
See, that meant you really were hot for her.
Oh, no. Another time what we did was we collected all these aluminum cans, mm-hmm. and we put them all in her locker. And then we waited the next morning until she opened up her locker.
And they all fell out?
They all fell out.
Kids are so cruel.
And another time
naked cruelty bus.
Another time it was boxes and boxes of tampons.
Right.
And this poor girl, Lori, I mean, it was the tampons. It was the empty Coca-Cola cans. It was the dog food is the thing that she remembered the most.
Yeah. So she had spoken to you about it later on?
Well, she mentioned it to my sister-in-law, Robin, and when Robin found out who I was, when she, I guess at one of these reunions that I refused to go to, when she mentioned, that guy Don Geronimo, that's Mike Source, right? Oh, that's the guy, that's the bastard that put the dog food in my locker and tormented me. Well, I had the pleasure at this party on Saturday night of meeting Lori's brother.
Oh, really?
And he was fine. I shake hands with the guy. I'm introduced to him, and they say, "Hi, Pete, whatever his name is. Pete, this is Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Although you might know him as Don.
Is this junior high we're going back to here?
All
right,
all the way back to junior high. And I'm saying, I got the two names. I got the radio name. I got my real name. Oh, really? How do you know? Everybody said, grew up on Norback Road, went to Wood Junior High, went to school with Robin. As it turns out, Frida was 4 years older. I didn't, I don't know why I'm making jokes. Like, I don't know which one of the sisters I should have picked. I don't know if I picked the right one. And all of a sudden, Robin comes over and stands next to me and says, "Say, do you know who this guy, Peter, whatever his name is, related to?" No, he says, "To the girl.
Oh, really?
It's her brother.
And And did she fill in the blanks?
She didn't have to fill in the blanks.
The brother remembered you?
I'm positive.
Wow.
I'm positive the brother... The brother remembers.
Did it get chilly in there after a while?
Yeah, it got real cold. it got real cold.
Was it an older brother or a younger brother?
Older brother.
Older brother.
Older brother.
So he probably felt still that protective. And I think so. It depends on the amount of trauma that the girl experienced.
a lot.
I mean, when you're talking about behavior that, you know, is... In a school setting with junior high kids, it was kind of pranking and cruel.
It was juvenile, but let me say...
If you're dumb and you're an adult, you could be looking at probably serious jail time.
It was juvenile, but it was relentless.
Yeah.
It was... You know, she would walk by, and I'd start all the other kids howling at her like she was a dog.
Right.
And,
wow.
You know, right. I would, like, throw dog biscuits at her and stuff.
Yeah, I think underneath all of it, you did that with not even knowing, and you still don't know to this day the desire... That you had to be with this woman.
Who knows? For all I know, she's grown up to look like Elizabeth Hurley. I don't know.
And how did it go with the brother? I mean, did he speak to you after that? Or
he spoke to me. He said, all he said to me was, "Are you the Mike?" And I said, "I like to think I am." And at that point, I moved away. Yeah. And I avoided him the rest of the night.
He didn't have anything to say.
Oh, no, he couldn't find me. Because I was room to room to room. I didn't want to...
Probably bad.
Didn't want to be... hey, will you pick that up, see who that is, Robbie? Didn't want to be tied down to him. And,
right.
The only thing I got from the weekend is, listen, is that Michael Weiss?
Hang on one second, okay?
Is that Mike Weiss?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Very good.
Remind me, I want to tell you about going to the movies.
Okay.
When we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now. Hey, are you still in Salt Lake?
I'm still here.
Still there. Here he is, everybody. Came in eighth in the Olympics. Michael seventh. Weiss. Seventh, yeah. I'm sorry. Seventh.
Seventh
place.
Seventh. Come on.
Hey, Mike. Hey, do you have like a, one of your exhibitions that you still have to do? Are you going to be part of that?
Yeah, I'm still doing some stuff. There's a whole bunch of sponsor events out here. I'm doing stuff with Coca-Cola and Xerox and New Skin, and I got a couple skating shows that I'm still doing. So
very good.
I'm still having fun, still busy. Be home on Sunday, though.
In case... Oh, you're coming home Sunday?
Yeah.
Hey, do you get one of those cool leather jackets?
We get tons of cool stuff, man. We got we get three leather jackets, different colors and sizes. We get a parka, we get shoes and pants and clothes. We get a lot of cool grub.
Yeah, because I see all the Olympians on TV with
great jackets this year. They
cool
really are.
Black leather jackets.
Very, very cool looking.
I don't know if you...
They had the president wore one. They gave one to the president. He was sitting right in the middle of us in the opening ceremonies, and he had one of those leather Roots jackets on. It's pretty cool.
We had, why do they say Roots on them? Is that the company?
Roots is, it's actually pretty funny. Roots is a Canadian company, and they're a sponsor of the U.S. Olympic team.
That is weird. How do you feel about the resolution of the Pairs situation the other night?
I think it was good. I think it was justified. I think it was a smart thing to do because, you know, those Canadian team, they worked their entire lives to create the ultimate performance in the Olympic Games, and they went out and they nailed it. I mean, they didn't miss anything, and they won a gold medal, and they didn't receive one. And I think it was great that the association made the correction. It was cool.
Right. So in case you don't know, Michael Weiss has been a friend of ours on the show for a long time. He's from the D.C. area,
right.
And he was in the Olympics.
And he's one of the greatest skaters in the world.
Seventh in the world, and... my wife TiVo'd your performance because it was you left where you'd be on about 9 and you were on like quarter till 11. She TiVo'd it, and here's what I noticed. I don't know. Have you seen the replay of yourself on television?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Here's what's great about you. When you were done with your program, they show your wife, and they say, you know, they're alluding to the fact that maybe, you know, this will be your last
right
time because you want to spend time with your kids.
Be a full-time dad.
And I think it's great because the underlying tone is, this guy's not a fag. And you don't see that with any of the other
ice guys.
It always comes back to that.
No, listen, I just
you know it does on this show, Mike.
I just think it's great that they show your wife, who incidentally, you know, is gorgeous as always.
Yes,
and you know,
well, thank you.
And it, and it's the, subconsciously the announcers are going out of their way.
It's like they're kind of digging it, right?
They're saying, you know, you know what they're saying in essence is, look, right, he's not going to his parents or his grandparents.
Look, well, I mean, not only a straight guy, but you know, but a father with a good-looking wife, your father of two, isn't that right, Michael?
Yep, that's right.
Father of two. I think they latch on that for the, yeah, you know, because it's, sure, let's be honest, it's highly uncommon that there's a father of two out there skating.
And they, it's not only uncommon, I'm the only one.
Wow.
The only competitive figure skater that's been married and competing and had children.
And all successfully reproduced.
Exactly. I'm a successful breeder.
So that, you know, they get, yeah, your wife is calved twice. they get. You got to see the TiVo of yourself. Got to see the tape, because when you're coming off the ice, it's like these guys, and you know they're lowballing it, but the underlying message is
right.
There he goes to his wife,
right?
His beautiful wife. Like the volume goes up, and
sure.
He may not skate again, so he can be a full time dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Full time dad.
Well, I'm not ruling out everything. You know, I might. You know, I'm leaving the options open. I would like to retire. I would like to do, you know, to be a full time dad, but I'm not completely closing the door.
But you know, the thing is, with you know, anybody, and I've kind of paid more attention to this. You got the first draw, which means you go first, and that, no matter how good you are, that is going to screw you in a competition, and it's happened to you a couple of times, and I would think that would make you want to, you know, just come back one more time.
It really does suck. I mean, it was like, I'm finally starting to hit my groove. You know, I was injured for a couple of years, and I'm finally back on track, and I feel like I'm skating well. And I actually skated first in the short program, which is a huge disadvantage in figure skating, because I got 30 guys skating after me, and the judges have to save room for those 30 guys. I know it's a dumb rule and it's a dumb thing, but that's the way skating is. You know, they have to save room for the other athletes coming up later in case somebody better comes along. But, and they forget about you. It's a 3-hour competition. They forget about what happened 3 hours earlier.
Right.
So,
right.
It, you know, it stinks. It's a tough part of the sport, but had I skated later, in the short program, I'm sure I would have been up a little bit higher, and I would have had a, you know, been skating for a medal.
So, and I know a lot of people want you to come back and do another Olympics. I know, you know, your fans around this area certainly feel that way. They'd love to see you do it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like I said, I'm just starting to feel comfortable again, starting to hit my stride, and especially with this Olympic Games. I went out and landed the first quad toe, triple toe, double loop of my career in the long program, and the first one in an Olympic game.
What the hell is that?
Sounds good. It's quad, triple, double, which means he spun four times, which is almost, I mean, a couple of years ago, you didn't even hear anybody being able to do that. Then he did a three spinner, and then a two spinner, which is just, you know, he's in the air the whole time. It's incredible.
Yeah, no, that's 9 rotations in like under a second.
Wow.
So it's pretty wild.
Jesus Christ, yeah. The amazing flash. Well, listen, Michael, you're going to be there till Sunday, till the closing ceremonies?
Yep, I'll be here till the closing ceremonies, and then I'm on my way home, and then I'll be touring. I'll be on the Champions on Ice tour all summer long.
You know, maybe we should, the next time Mike's in town and he can come into the studio, we should present him with our nice straight male gifts. For in honor of his performance out there and emphasizing
not being a fag,
emphasizing, you know, mm-hmm, gifts to celebrate his Olympic prowess and his heterosexuality. Maybe just a bevy of gifts for Michael Weiss to prove.
How would you feel about that?
It is something to celebrate. I can't believe, you know, in any other sport it's like no big deal. There's no celebrating heterosexuality. In this sport it's something to celebrate.
And I don't know any way to say this, but just to say this. But in return, could you swipe something real good for my time?
You know what? I was really seriously going to say hi, Don and Mike, on the air, but then I go, they said to say it only if I meddled. And I'm like, I'm sitting in seventh place. Nobody's going to care.
Right now, what we're looking at is, you know, with all the things you go to, if you just, you know, happen to, you know, throw something extra in your duffel bag, something really neat that you could steal. It can be small.
I know. Some good stuff.
Steal something
cool
for us.
Stuff.
Work, you know, if you got three of those jackets.
No. I mean, now that I could certainly fit into it.
Well, no, because, you know, I suppose there aren't any weightlifters, are there, in the Winter Olympics?
Not really.
The biggest guys would be like your anchor guy for the bobsled.
Oh, you steal?
Those are big guys, yeah.
You steal one from
them? You know what I can show you when I come back? I got, we get an Olympic team ring. It's like a big Super Bowl ring. It's cool. Got, like, big diamonds, big gaudy ring. So I'll bring that in, and I'll show you that to you guys.
Very good.
I'll bring some other Olympic team stuff for you guys.
Hey, please do.
You're the man. Michael.
Have a great time. When's the next time we'll see you on TV, do you know?
I'm going to be doing the Champions on Ice Tour, the John Hancock Champions on Ice Tour. We're doing 93 shows this summer. I'll be all over the country, and that'll be televised, and they'll be replaying the Olympic Games and a bunch of other performances. So I'll be around still doing stuff.
All right, final question. When you've been there in Salt Lake, have you banged your wife during the Olympics?
Of course.
There you go.
Of course.
He's the greatest heterosexual in skating.
All world he is.
Father of two.
Michael Weiss. Mike, thanks for calling the show, man.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye, Mike.
All right.
I like that guy. He is a good guy. He's funny. He likes all our jokes.
Michael Weiss at the Olympics. The only guy who enjoys some nice booty tang.
Michael Weiss will be doing his long program as his wife looks on from the stands.
We got to bring the tape in. I don't know how to, you know, I still don't know how to bring a TiVo.
That was a terrific quad jump by DeWork.
Quarter of two.
But they go out of their way like to just say, hey, look it. He's not gay. He's wearing the outfit. He's wearing the sparkly outfit. He's not gay, though. Look at his wife. Look at what a piece of ass she is.
Yes, sir. He's the best father of two in the Olympics. In the Olympic men's figure skating competition.
He's no fag.
There goes Michael Weiss. The dad, if you will.
Michael Weiss. He likes the vagina.
Yes, and he's skating a wonderful program. And, of course, after he's done, he will go to his wife for sex.
Bang her hard.
Wonderful job.
Repeatedly.
Delightful in
all positions.
We are emphasizing his heterosexuality. and now it's time for ice dancing.
There is Michael Weiss.
Yeah, very good guy.
Great guy he is.
And really did get kind of screwed, you know, when you go first. I mean, in anything like that, you go first, it's a ripoff.
It's rough.
I don't know. You know, I don't want to disrespect the guy. I can't get into watching the Olympics. I can't.
Well, you know, I was prepared to 4 years ago, we really had a lot of discussions about it. And, you know, I was saying, hey, man, it's great. But I don't know what the deal is. First of all, the ice dancing, which they ran for 10 hours. And then the other night, I'm all for these pairs figure skaters from Canada getting their gold medal. And I know they were going to get up on the podium. But NBC, I mean, enough. They followed them coming out. They show them on the podium. They show them after the podium. They show them posing for photographers. They show them sitting there in every quadrant of the ice showing their medals. They stay on it. Then they're walking off the ice. They follow them with cameras. They say almost, I'm like, are they going to go right into the bathroom?
It's their exclusive. It's their NBC exclusive.
They almost follow them into the bathroom. Then they take a commercial break and they come back with the interview of the Canadian skaters.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. Come on.
Enough. And listen, now that they won the medal, how about the horse teeth on that broad?
I like both of
them. On the female skater?
You know, I was sitting there watching it with a couple of guys in the band, and we were talking about how we wouldn't mind a little Russian-Canadian sandwich. Actually, with the two of them, I thought they were...
She got the horse mouth.
She does have the horse. If you get by the mouth...
She got a cute face, but she got the horse mouth. She got big, giant piano keys for teeth.
Well, see, it was a big debate in my house over the piano keys for teeth and then the bug eyes on the Russian dancer.
I would thought that the Canadian girl was very attractive when she skated, but have you seen her eyes get more and more crossed?
Yeah, she's got weird eyes and the big teeth. But still, you know, when you get them together up on the podium together, I was thinking about, you know, a lot of guys are talking about the sandwich.
But you don't want to hold up two fingers and say, hey, broad, look at this.
Okay, listen, we got a break. I do want to tell you about going to the movies, just some of the people in the movie theater. And when we come back, I got to tell you how we're going to be playing Teat Tack Toe.
A game we have to pronounce very carefully.
On the show, we're going to be playing it Thursday. We'll be up in New York. $1,000 cash for the winner. Girls only.
Mm.
It's a kind of a unique thing. Teat Tack Toe.
Teat Tack Toe.
Tell you about that in just a second. Remember, though, even though we're doing the show here?
Yeah.
There's no pressure.
Right.
No pressure.
Sure.
We're not being rated.
We're not getting credit for it.
Ooh, crazy day.
We're free.
God damn, we should start drinking during the show.
Good idea.
I'm serious. What
I
the
am
hell?
Too.
What the hell?
Whenever you talk about that, I'm serious.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
You're damn right we are.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Right.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
He does. Yeah. I was just making myself a note that on Friday, yes, ratings day in New York, we'll have a good bit. We'll call other radio stations.
Ask them how they're doing?
While we're on the air.
Or ask them how we're doing.
To ask them how we did.
Yeah, because that's the only way we're going to find out.
All right. Just quickly jot that down.
And I think, Don, really, we're going to have to ask them how we're doing in the thing. Because we won't have, you know, you won't want to give the name anymore.
Oh, Arbitron?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, how are we doing in the thing? And they said, what, ratings? No. Yeah. But I mean, the thing.
The thing. Okay, so listen, tee-tack-toe.
Yes.
Here's how this is going to work on Thursday's episode. This is open to girls in the tri-state area. We'll be at NEW tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, we'll play the game Thursday.
Right, very good.
For $1,000. Now, bear with me. I'm going to need a piece of paper so I can draw you a...
Would you like to use the back of my...
Got it.
No worries. Got it.
My packet.
What we're going to do is take a gigantic piece of paper, about 9 by 9. Mm-hmm. Okay, 9 feet by 9 feet.
Right.
And on it, we're going to draw, as you can see, as I've drawn here, 9 squares.
Right.
When girls come up to play the game, and if you'd like to play the game, please call and let us know. Here's the requirement. One girl will win $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
The other girls win wonderful parting gifts. One girl will win $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the requirements. When you come to the Don and Mike radio station, WNEW, on Thursday to play teet-tack-toe, you must, when you enter the studio to play the game, be topless.
Yes.
And you must also be shoeless.
And socks.
Topless and barefoot.
Yes. Now, here is the deal. Let's say that you're girl number one, Mike.
Hello.
And I ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask each girl a question, a Trivial Pursuit question.
Okay. Step aside, sir.
If the girl gets the question correctly,
mm-hmm,
what she can do is then each girl will have a color paint.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for instance, Lisa Herndon. Hi, Lisa. Lisa's color might be pink.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Meara's color would be blue.
Blue, black and blue.
Buzz's color would be red.
Very I'm good. Blue.
Blood red.
Angry mm-hmm. red.
So, you answer the question correctly.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you get to dip your nipple,
mm,
your teat, as it were.
In blue paint.
And you lay down on the floor.
Oh.
And you would make a mark in one of the boxes.
A nipple mark.
A print.
Yes.
Sort of. Now, a breast pin, a nipple print.
Right.
If you're wrong, you simply dip your toe in, and again, you put a mark in the box. It doesn't mean anything, but you have to do something.
Right.
The goal is the first girl to get 3 teats in a row, either sideways, horizontally, vertically, wins. Now, unlike regular tic-tac-toe,
yes,
there is no blocking.
Meaning, I understand, Dave.
Meaning if girl number one,
right,
takes the upper left-hand square and puts her teat print there,
yes,
girl number two can also, if she gets her question correctly, put her teat print there.
That's interesting. Okay, now where are you going with this?
Okay, here's the thing. In regular tic-tac-toe, mm-hmm, if for instance, you get the upper left and you get the middle, well, then you get the lower left, and boom, you...
So what you're talking about is, as opposed to the regular game of tic-tac-toe, you're talking about the first girl to get 3 nipple marks in a row.
Yes, and you, in theory, you could have all of the girls with 2 in a row on the same 2 boxes.
Right.
And it is simply the first girl to get 3 nipple marks, 3
teats in a row.
So the you know what I like about this even more, the teat tac toe aspect of this is simply an exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course it is.
Wonderful.
And
it's
and,
really a game of trivia.
And if you get it wrong, you dip your toe in, and then you. And you, who cares how many toe prints you make on the market?
You can make toe prints all over the place.
It's
right.
Just a way of saying you got a question wrong.
Right.
So we can keep track, for instance, because I have multicolored Sharpies. Let's say you have a girl, and God, I hope a girl doesn't sell like brown paint.
No, please.
But let's say you got the girl, her color is brown. Well, this might be her toe mark. She could go back to the very same square later. If she got the question correctly and put her nipple mark on her.
And I would assume we're drawing for position?
Yes.
And that is significant, much like the Olympics, because the first girl to get three in a row, if she happened to answer all of her first three questions
she'd
correctly,
win the $1,000.
She would win. So the drawing is extremely important.
Okay. Absolutely. As we play teat, tack, toe.
And here they are.
So, girls. Here's the deal. What is the theme to Tic Tac Toe?
Tic Tac Toe.
Rob, who knows that besides you? The deal is, girls, we're looking for girls. One girl, the first girl to get three in a row, is going to win $1,000.
Excellent.
All it requires is that you come down, take your top off, and you take your shoes off.
We just had an interesting addendum to this game.
Okay.
You're talking about all the girls, if they choose to, they, you know, they can use the same square. It doesn't really matter since we're not blocking. I'm thinking that depending on whether a girl would want to use the square used by another girl would depend on the amount of room that's taken up by the print in the square.
Could be. Here's a DA checking in. Hey, DA.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yes, DA.
I don't quite think I understand the contest.
It sounds
like the first person who gets three right is going to win, right?
Right. Yeah, but keep in mind that the questions will not all be easy.
Right. But, I mean, what use is the tic-tac-toe board?
No use whatsoever.
Exactly.
It's not. To the actual way the game is played, absolutely nothing. It is simply an exercise for women to dip their breasts in paint and paint a tic-tac-toe board.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
DA, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys.
Now, have you processed it?
I've processed it. It has sunk in, and I respect you guys very much. That's a very good way to see some breath.
Here's another DA. Hey, Jim. DA Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay.
Good, good. Okay, this tic-tac-toe board, right?
Yes, good.
There's no point, like the last caller just said.
Yes, right. There is a point.
There is
a point.
The point is to have women dip their breasts in paint.
Well, that's a good point. I agree with you.
And to press their breasts up against the board.
Why don't you play this much like the that game on television where a lady picks a square? If they get it right, there.
No. Why don't you just leave the driving to us? Trust me, you're gonna like it.
Okay.
You're going to listen with your pants around your ankles on Thursday, and you're going to like it.
Are there going to be pictures on the internet? Are you going to share with us? Is this going to be all for you?
Well, I think we're going to put the pictures on the internet, but you're not allowed to look at them.
Oh. Yeah. All right. I see how it is.
For
everybody except you.
Everybody in our audience will be able to look at the pictures except you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Access denied.
Yeah, we'll have as much pictures as we can get up on the internet site.
Certain people would say, hey, you know, another delightful breast game. Other guys want to overthink it a little bit.
You know, they're thinking, well, if you get three in a row, you win. Well, yeah, that's right. If you get three in a row, you win. But trust me, unless these girls are MIT graduates, mm-hmm. they ain't going to get three in a row right because I got the Trivial Pursuit question, okay? Mm-hmm. Meaning I can either ask them the question, you know, like, what was Fred Flintstone's wife? Or I can say, who was George Washington's vice president?
There you go.
Okay?
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? The fix is in a little bit in that regard that we'll make a game of it.
Absolutely.
Just a game.
Yeah, just a game. Just for fun, mm-hmm. but for $1,000 for the girl who first completes the teat tack toe.
Wonderful.
So that's what's happening.
Very exciting.
Thursday on the show, and it'd be almost like like a giant twister type board out on the on the floor there in the studio.
Yeah, and you know, if you're wondering, well, what does it have to do with the game? Well, it has to do with the game that they're going to be dipping their breasts in paint.
And then, and what they have to do? They go lay down on their square and rub their boob on the square,
right,
to make the imprint of their nipple.
Sure. I mean, it's not even like, you know, you've got so many women doing this, it'll be delightful artwork. And maybe we can auction off the little paintings that are done.
Bingo, and we found out that that game had already been done.
Right.
So we said, okay, you know, we'll come up with something else. And the guy said, hey, what about,
he said the actual word I had to lead him off.
Right. Tic tac toe. And I thought, yeah, give me the weekend to think about it.
And you did.
Come up with a game plan.
Exactly.
But of course, you can make it better. How can you make it better, sir?
Well, I was thinking instead of having just a flat screen or whatever on the bottom, on have like a piece of glass or plexiglass and have them press up against it.
Now, yeah. Listen, first, you can't say that word. You can't say that word on the radio. And again, God, you're a dumbass. What this guy is, what he wanted us to do was have a raised piece of plexiglass,
right,
so that I guess we could actually lay on the floor underneath and right, watch the girl push her boob against the.
No need.
Yeah. No thanks. Please.
No thanks.
Please.
Okay.
Leave the driving to us, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I might be a big dummy, but I was thinking you put the tic-tac-toe board up against the wall and have the bottom row down low and the girls get down on their knees to, you know, mark the X or if they're going up high,
hold on,
jump up and...
Hold on, what is the difference? Don't you find it more erotic that it's on the floor and that the girls will have to paint their breasts and then actually get on the floor on their knees, and then eventually on their bellies and roll around like fish out of water
like
to make their mark. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that sounds good. I was just thinking about getting them jumping up and down.
No thinking.
Please, just leave the driving to us.
Just astonishing when you start talking about breasts, everybody's got an
just
idea.
Listen Thursday, get your hand cream, get your aloe vera, and have a great time. Oh, Don and Mike Show.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good.
Is this the Mike Landis guy?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, he ran away.
Yeah. He ran away in terror.
We busted him. He's not allowed to call anymore. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey.
I think you should do something like Hollywood Squares with this tic-tac-toe thing.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, like, ask him a funny question, kind of spoof on him a little bit first, and then...
Oh.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants is wacky questions.
Wacko questions.
Hollywood teats.
Listen, we're not going to ask you nutty questions with phony written answers.
I'll take Rosemary.
Yeah, get out of here.
Let us, DAs.
Let us. Yeah, we're the DAs, right.
Listen and enjoy.
Gotcha. So, girls, listen, that's how we're playing the game. If you'd like to play, we'll be talking more about it tomorrow.
Very good.
If you'd like to sign up, you New York girls... Since you'll be playing the game on Thursday, call 877-692-1027.
And we will have a $1,000 prize.
Yes. One girl wins $1,000.
Nice.
And we can have who knows how many girls playing the game.
Yeah, because of the fact that it's not a blocking issue. We, you know, it is not like Hollywood Squares where you would have only two contestants.
Right, so as many girls as we can squeeze into the studio. Ideally, I think like five or six girls would be good.
Very good.
Because that would give five or six girls a chance to win the money. It would lower the odds, you know, one in five or something.
And paint and nipples and there.
Let's go to Louise here. Louise, hello, Don and Mike show. Louise.
Hey, what's up, guys? Remember me?
Oh, it's Louise. I always think it's a girl, and it's Louise. Hi,
hello,
Louise.
Hello, Louise.
Hey, what up, guys? Hey. I think we should just forget the pain and beat the girls bloody.
All right, let's go to Josh. Hello. Hello, Josh.
What an interesting little horrible fantasy
and
Louise
has. On that guy. Hello. Hello, Josh.
Isn't Luis the guy that had fangs?
Yeah. Josh, hi.
I'm Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Radio gods.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Why don't we kick it up a notch and make it taint toe and let the girls use the taint to block?
Please,
taint toe.
Guys, listen. First of all, I don't know how many girls we're going to get just for teat tack toe.
Yeah, and you get into a hygiene issue, too, when you're talking about using their taints.
I don't think so.
Teat taint toe.
God damn.
However, I am laughing at that idea.
Hello, Bob.
Yes.
What?
I like teat twat.
Toe. Yeah. Oh, come on. Everybody is a hobbit. Teat twat toe. Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I've got a great idea to improve the game.
Of course you do. What is that?
Use women and have their breasts bare for a portion of it.
The women will be topless for the
I'm being a DA. I'm mocking the others.
Oh, I'm mocking the others.
All right.
Making a little joke. Wasn't right. As funny as he intended it to
Hello,
be.
Hello, Robert.
Is.
Don and Mike show. Robert, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello, yeah. Robert.
Just a thought. As opposed to the booger eating contest, I hope the lawyers don't have to write up the rules because that would be too tedious.
Now,
they've finally siphoned through.
Yeah. There we go. Now some of the good callers
people
are through. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just want to say that your idea is fine. You guys are radio gods. You have it under control. So would every other DA please stop calling in?
They can't help themselves. God bless them.
Can we say clearly, explain to our listening audience, any excuse on this show to bring you bare breasts is what we try to do.
We're going
to
do it. Basically, we treat those people the same way you would treat a retarded person.
Right.
You really don't want to walk up to somebody and go, God damn, you're retarded.
No. Right.
You just go, okay, that's a nice idea. You
humor them.
You wipe the drool away from their mouth. You hike up their pants because they've been down there digging for it. And then you send them on their way. At least that's what I do with the salespeople.
Here. Very good.
That's what I do.
And I know lots of them appreciate it. Some of them are excited.
A lot of our retarded salespeople who work here. Jesus. Okay, so that's happening on Thursday.
Very good.
We will talk more about it on tomorrow's show. So, I go to the movies.
Yes.
Yesterday.
What'd you go see?
John Q. I'm a sucker for Denzel Washington. I have to agree with Horseface, Julia Roberts. I read the paper today. She says, he deserves an Oscar. I agree. I love every movie Denzel Washington is in. I've seen him. He's one of those guys.
Did he get nominated for this one?
He got nominated for Training Day.
Okay.
Which was outstanding, and he plays a very bad guy.
Right, right.
And it was out of character for him. So yesterday afternoon, my son and I went to see John Q. Now, I don't know how to put this. We went to see this movie at the Reston Town Center. Okay? Reston, a planned community.
Yeah, I logged some time there over the weekend.
Is a community of all types of people, all skin colors, all origins of country.
Kind of yuppie.
It's a melting spot. It's a melting pot, if you will. Well, the audience at the Denzel movie, the 1 o'clock audience yesterday, was predominantly black, and I got no problem with that. So we're sitting in the movie, and I shouldn't even bring the skin color up. I'm just going to say something. When you go to a movie, and I'm not talking about people who talk to each other during the movie. What I'm saying is, when you go to a movie, it ain't like watching it at home on TV.
No.
Do not scream at the screen. Do not stand up and say, Denzel, there's a cop behind you.
Right.
I mean to tell you, I know you think that I nitpick about people whispering and I hear people whispering.
Right.
There were people, and I'm sorry, I was like the only white guy in the theater, most of them brothers and sisters, who are just out of their minds talking to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Telling Denzel don't trust him. Don't trust that cop.
Yeah.
Don't trust that cop. And at one point, When the helicopter's coming in.
At any point did you stand up and say, excuse me, is there a possibility you can keep your voices down?
No, I didn't. You know, I'm intimidated.
Right.
Of course. I didn't say anything. I shot a couple of looks, and the looks were met with looks that scared me. So I didn't say anything, but I just want to say to those people and to all people who go to the movies, if you want to scream
and root out loud for their favorite hero,
then what you should do is wait till the movie comes out on video.
Right.
Because I swear to Christ, it was maddening. It was just maddening. And
no matter what ethnic group you enjoy a movie with, you want total silence in your theater.
Yes, absolutely.
And what is the rule as far as the credits are concerned?
You can talk right up until directed by.
Now, CM, what I wanted to say is I really believe that once the previews of coming attractions begin, I am entertained by those. I wish the talking to stop when that starts.
Well, I mean,
take a break if they roll a trailer like for popcorn in between. But right. I think total silence is not unreasonable from when they start the previews of coming attractions.
You know what? I can even tolerate a couple of older broads behind me. I can even tolerate the Denzel's fine. You know, I can tolerate that.
They're right.
Talking among themselves. What I can't take is a bunch of guys that are sitting about four rows in front of me to the right, who are saying when Denzel's wife in the movie is making a phone call to him, don't take that call! Don't take that call! They're setting you up! They're setting you up! Don't believe him! Don't believe him! I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm looking, I'm going, you're not in your homes. You're in the movies.
So the viewing experience was not what you anticipated.
No, it was fine. I adapted to it. I adapted to it because I didn't want to get my ass kicked.
You adapted to it due to your feeling of being threatened.
Absolutely.
Very good.
I'd be the only white person in there.
That's strange that you dealt with that.
And my son was there, and of course my son is white. However, my son enjoys dressing like a gangster.
Right.
So he had no problem with this. And at one point he said to me, hey, Dad.
Chill out.
Or as he called me yesterday, Pops. Hey, Pops, why are you looking around so much? I said, because these people are screaming their heads off during the movie.
Right.
They should just shut the frig up. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's cool. You know, that's my son talking to me.
Yeah.
That's my son with a ski cap on. I said to him, take the hat off. We're in the movie. No, I'm not taking the hat off. Jesus.
Did your son jump up and...
No, my son spent most of the time fielding calls on his cell phone.
Uh-huh. In the movie?
In the he's got the earpiece.
Yeah, but still, he's got to talk.
Well, there would be a lot of the,
I can't talk right now.
I'm trying to go, what are you on the phone? Yeah. No, not in the movies.
Right.
So then what I do is I took the earpiece away from him, and he ended up, he's got this thing where he can, like, play some kind of video game on his phone.
Like to email people and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I'm watching the movie, and I told you not to use that phone. He goes, I'm not talking on the phone. I'm just doing stuff on the phone.
Oh, God.
And also there's another look. Help me with this look now. My kid yesterday, here's what he's wearing to the movies. He has on Puma sweatpants. Black Puma sweatpants.
Right.
He has on his black Nike sneakers.
Okay.
He has on a black Oakland Raiders jersey.
Right.
He has on the black New York Yankees hat, the wool ski hat.
Yes.
When we arrive at the theater, he sees other guys who are dressed in a similar fashion, and not just blacks, whites as well, and maybe even some Puerto Rican dudes. And keep in mind, it's like 40 degrees yesterday. What they're doing is, with the left leg of their sweatpants,
right?
They roll the left leg up to the knee.
So that their calves are exposed.
Well, no. Not so, but I mean, like, all the way up to the knee.
Yeah.
They hike it up. They don't roll it up. They just hike it up.
Right. Just one.
My son leans down, and he pulls on his sweatpants, pulls it up to his knee. I go, God, you look like a tard. What are you doing? He says, what do you mean? I said, why are you just pulling one leg on your sweatpants up to your knee? He goes, I don't know.
What he's doing is being fashionable. That's that's the look.
I said, are you doing it because these other guys are doing it? No. I said, oh, come on. You didn't do it in the car the whole way over. And we get in the theater, And so I say, listen, roll your pants down. Just wear your pants like that. We get in the theater, and I notice, as soon as we sit down in the theater, he crosses his legs. He got his big, gangly 16-and-a-half-year-old, almost 17-year-old leg.
Right.
Where, again, in the theater now.
But so that's fashion.
Mike, see, you doing it, you look like Huckleberry Finn. Okay? You doing that, that's not the same thing as I'm talking about.
There you go. That's the look, right?
Except, see, you can't pull it off the way the kids.
Well, because I'm 42 years old, but I feel very comfortable with this look, with my calf being exposed.
I said to my son, I said, it's a retarded look. Explain. It sounds to me like you had a horrible time
at this movie.
The movie is real good.
Which is difficult. This is more difficult than I've ever heard you deal with talkers.
Well, because it was not just someone talking around me. It was the entire theater that was in conversation with the movie, with the screen, while the movie was on. Mike, don't roll your pants up.
Is it over the knee or underneath the knee?
It's over the knee.
Over the knee. Wow.
Over the knee.
There we go.
I mean, crazy. It's a mess.
Feels good.
Hello, Wayne.
Looks good.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, Wayne.
Man, hey, Don, you got to go to the movies with my man, Mr. 40, man, or at least go to his crib and watch a DVD or something, and you'll get the feeling while we talk to the screen.
I believe it's a cultural thing.
Why? Hey, all right,
Mike, you down, Mike. And he's cool, man. That's how you roll.
Let me explain that to you, and I know you think that I'm just saying that, but I think what it is part of the theater-going cinema experience in certain cultures is to have a participation role in it, as opposed to just sitting there and just like a bump on a log.
But right,
what it is getting up and doing that, like cheering for a sports team.
And Don, I thought you was half black anyway.
Yeah, I am, but listen, maybe I'm half black.
I think on this particular issue, I may have outsold you.
Maybe I'm black like Cliff Huxtable on this one. You know what I mean? Right. Maybe I'm like Cosby Show black on this one.
Hey, you know, what I'm saying is, for a movie, the ultimate experience would be a movie, a comedy. It would be even more fun because you could actually...
Then you got Denzel with his Oscar nomination, so the people got to pull from
But listen, but here's my point. It's a movie. How stupid are the people? And color, race, country of origin, who cares? What they're doing is, it's a movie that's already been made. What they're doing, it's not like it's happening now. They're screaming, Denzel! And they're not referring to him as John Q. In the movie,
I can answer that.
They're going,
you mean Denzel can't hear us when we talk to the street?
Yeah, no. they're going, here's the... Denzel! There's a cop behind you!
What you probably missed in the theater would be that after the guy gets up and says that, he would, if he stood up, or even if he yelled it out loud, he would sit back and kind of laugh hysterically, because that's part of the fun.
You gotta go around the way and go to a movie theater around the way.
This was not something that people were doing for comedic effect.
They probably would be smiling.
You know, when we sit at home and watch DVDs, we do the same thing, too.
Right.
And that's my point.
And the ultimate movie would be to go to, like, a horror movie.
Yeah.
A scream would be...
But that's allowed.
A horror movie, too.
That's allowed. I mean, that's allowed during a horror movie, during a comedy. It's allowed. John Q is a serious movie about a kid who's going to die.
It doesn't matter, man. It does not matter.
All right.
If we were to see, it was a Holocaust movie Spielberg made.
Schindler's List.
We did the same thing there.
Right, really?
God damn.
What do you say? Do you scream at the top of your head, don't get on that train?
Yeah, and like when they turn the lights off and they were in the shower.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. Man, that'd be a little
I gotta go, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, see you, Wayne. Bye-bye.
All right.
Good insight. My God. I mean, it is good insight. I mean, it really is.
Watch out for them Nazis.
That's really exactly what it is.
You know what? I'm definitely not one who's to say this theater is for whites, or this is for blacks, or this is for Puerto Ricans.
Right.
This is for Mexicans.
That's right.
How about simply...
I think we've had this discussion on the show before.
How about simply this? This is a theater for people who want to talk to each other during the movie.
Mm-hmm. Like Amtrak.
This is a theater...
like a quiet car.
This is a theater for people who want to talk to the screen, who actually...
What about old people?
Mike, not allowed.
My mom is a very frequent movie viewer. She goes to the movies.
You think your mom could go see the Denzel movie?
She might. She might go see it, yeah.
You could put a theater in your leisure camp.
Yeah, that's my great dream someday.
Yeah, but what he role would be 24 hours of That's Entertainment.
To do away with old people.
Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire.
Look at him, Dad.
There we go.
I have a guy today. I called Robin on my way to work today. He said, there is a backup on Route 7. I do not know what it is. I got to be here every day at 10.
Right.
And normally I'm here at 9:30. I got to be here, though, by 10 to do a behind-the-scenes thing. I called Rob and I said, God damn, there is some kind of backup on Route 7 today. I left my house on time. I don't know what it is. You know what it was? One old guy driving a car.
Right.
Going 30 miles an hour on a 55-mile-an-hour two-lane road. And the backup.
You need to be here. I'm rapidly becoming aware of this. You need to be here. These 3-day weekends, they're not designed for you.
No.
You've got to get back to work on
it. Had a great weekend.
Right.
The weekend could not have been nicer.
Right.
I'm just saying that the problem was this old guy, so I'd like to do away with old people. I would love
you've got to rephrase that, Don.
I don't want to kill them. I simply want to put them in my leisure care.
I see.
Not only for their own safety, but for your own edification.
Yeah. It is your henchman. He'll be there. He'll be doing all the dirty work.
Where they can...
he'll walk up real nice, because I know he gets along very well with his grandfather, who he treats like absolute royalty.
Big daddy, right?
Nobody takes care of a senior citizen more than Rob Speedway. But when it comes to doing your bidding, that's why Rob will be able to get them in the bus. Yeah, Rob will be able to get them onto the bus.
There'd be no gas.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you. There are brownies and cocoa.
Hi, on the bus.
Nancy, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Nancy, you there, honey? Oh, we got a break?
Yeah.
Nancy? How about anything?
Jim Nance is calling?
No. How about Hank? Are you there, Hank?
I'm just trying. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Great show.
Hey, thanks.
Listen, Don, my dad's a retired cop. I know 2020, or I'm pretty sure it was 2020 or Nightline, they've done segments on gang members and their attire, what they wear. The description you gave with your son, I mean, you know, I'm not saying he's in a gang by all means, because this has been years ago, but the description you gave fits everything to a T, including rolling up one leg. If you noticed, they all rolled up the same leg.
Yeah. Yeah, but listen, yeah. I mean, he dressed... First off, my kid, to say he's in a gang, that's an insult to the word gang, because he you should see how my son dresses. I mean,
he might be a gang member one day and then Austin Powers the next day.
he has widely varying clothes that he wears.
Brings something different to the table,
depending on where he's going. But yesterday he had the look on, and I know he had the look on because we were going somewhere where he thought he might see some of his peers, and he wanted to look,
of course,
cool. You know, and he only
that's
rolled
a hang, and so that's a hangout place is that where you were.
It's a hang.
I noticed that at the town center.
And he only rolled up his pant leg after he saw the other guys with their pant legs rolled up.
Right. Exactly.
But I may even be mistaken on this, but I think that's something that's supposed to be done as a courtesy if you do step onto turf member or turf. They're like that, and you happen to be wearing the same colors because you don't.
I know what we're talking about and where we're talking about. Most distinctly and definitely not describing the hood.
No, listen, we're talking about if there's a gang there, they're sponsored by Williams Sonoma. Okay? If there's a gang in Reston, they are sponsored by the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, which is, two blocks away from the movie theater.
You can hide it, Don.
You can see the gang member going into the container store. Do you have something, a cozy for this pistol?
There you go.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Mike. I know we got a break, Rob. Mike, hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the John Q movie.
Yeah.
I saw it in Regal Town Center in Rockville, and you remember the part where the guy's friend, his trucker friend, that drives a truck with a mullet, he's commenting on how he feels for him and everything?
Right.
People in the theater started laughing, like if it was a comedy movie, and I was like, I turned to my girlfriend, I'm like, something funny just happened here? It was like a fully dramatic moment. They were doing that all throughout the movie.
Well, it's probably because the guy had a mullet. The guy, John Q's best friend in the movie is
Billy Ray Cyrus.
He's like Billy Ray Cyrus with bad teeth.
Oh, really?
Hey. Hello, Don and Mike show. It's an outstanding movie, though. I recommend it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is George. Doesn't just happen in movie theaters. If you go into any Spanish household while the moms are watching those Spanish soap operas,
they'd be yelling at the screen, and you'd be sitting there going, what are you yelling at? You're watching a TV show.
Well, you know what? It's nice that it's not culturally limited.
But listen, again, though, here's my point. If you're in your own home, go ahead. Scream your head off at the TV if you want.
You know,
and
it's not limited to Puerto Ricans, to brothers. It's not limited to that. If you go, if you get a large group of my relatives in the theater, they'll do the same thing. Only it's with an Irish brogue.
Well, you better be watching that, Denzel.
Jesus.
He's going to be coming out to get you.
Jesus.
Oh, what a fine day it is. Beware, the guy with the knife's going to attack you.
Jesus.
Denzel, don't answer the call from your wife.
Oh, beware. Oh, look at that, the guy with the scream mask. He's in the house. Run for your life.
We have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll put it on the list for tomorrow's show. Maybe send them out another lady if they're going to get some, national TV exposure. Another lap dance. They probably aren't going to get any more. They're probably not going to get any more TV exposure, though, because, the sizzle is gone.
Well, no, they'll get it when the movie comes out.
Yeah, when the movie comes out.
As it gets closer. When I was at John Q yesterday, I saw they've got the big signage everywhere for the new Star Wars movie.
Episode 2.
Those youngsters from Seattle are actually in the Kids Post today. Their little item was, the final page of Style section.
Hey, that's how you know it's starting to fizzle.
Yeah, that's the beginning of the end for them, I think.
Hello, John. Don and Mike Show. Hello. John. Are you there? I'm just trying to get a bunch of these calls that have been backed up during the show. And if we can't finish them up, I got tons of other stuff. Greg?
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hi there.
Hey. This is Greg from Sacramento. I was at your bowling event last week. Just want to let you know it's been absolutely phenomenal to hear you guys live again.
Rob? Stop it.
I enjoyed talking to you.
Stop it. Don't do the Sacramento dance.
It was a tribute. This is a nice guy, and I enjoyed his company.
Well, I was going to say, if you had any famous Don's butt tea left over, I'd be more than happy to personally take it there to somebody.
These guys... Greg, these guys are all talk and no action. When you came out, listen, last week when we bowled, this guy came all the way from Sacramento.
And I was didn't I have a nice conversation with you, sir?
We had a great conversation, Bill.
And you should see what he's doing now. Mike and Rob are not even doing a Sacramento dance anymore.
This is interpretive dance.
They don't even dance when they do this now. All right. Goodbye. Thank you, my friend.
God bless.
Appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Godspeed.
I do appreciate it. Don, I was very nice to him at the bowling.
To his face.
To his face,
to
yes.
To his face. Listen, your hot balls will be in action tomorrow night. Come in to Feel the Love tomorrow night as we assassinate...
Yay!
...the pinheads...
Pinheads.
...at the AMF Strathmore of Aberdeen, New Jersey, conveniently located on Highway 34... That's tomorrow night, Aberdeen, New Jersey. Our balls will hit the lane at 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
They're not going to be dressed like Pinhead from Hellraiser, are they?
I don't know.
He scares me.
I don't know. Now, we're going to do a brief scientific experiment here.
Very good.
Mike, I'll ask you not to look in your newspaper.
Okay.
Because this comes from the USA Today.
Yeah.
This is a Harris poll.
Okay.
They're like the be-all, end-all of pollsters, right?
Yeah. He's a good disc jockey.
Great. Paul Harris. Yeah.
Always gets back to him.
He's the guy.
He wore his purple satin DJ jackets when I was giving him crap about the ratings.
One time, Mike and I had to go to King's Dominion, an amusement park. All the DJs had to go on the pre-opening day. And, Christ, it's 2 hours from D.C., and it's an awful hot day, and we're sitting at these stupid picnic tables while we're waiting for the A&R guys to come out and give us the spiel on how great the amusement park is.
I think we were already pretty well not amusement park guys at that stage of the game.
And there's a chance there were some adult beverages that had been consumed.
That's really what made it amusing.
And Mike and I, of course, all the other disc jockeys are sitting at one picnic table together. And Mike and I were just sitting at this table by ourselves. No one would come and sit with us.
You really? I mean, we would have welcomed anyone. I mean, it was just one of those deals,
Mike,
where we sat down.
Please, let me just break in for a second to say hello to Liza. Or Lisa.
Hi.
Is it Liza or Lisa?
It's Liza.
And Liza, you want to be the first girl to sign up for Teat Tac Toe?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic, Lisa. We're Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, that's good. What that means, Lisa, is if nobody...
Wait, it's Liza.
Oh, it is Liza. Okay.
It's Liza.
Liza, what it means is...
How is it written on the screen? Did
L-I-Z-A.
Liza. Okay, Liza. Very good.
Liza, what it means is if no other girls show up, all you got to do is paint your breasts and answer questions, and you'll win $1,000.
I can do that.
But we're looking for more girls to play teat, tack, toe.
Could you tell us something about your breasts, Liza?
They're cute. I'm
34C. Oh, 34C. Yes. Yeah.
Where do you live, Liza?
I live in Brooklyn, but I'm on a train, and I'm scared I'm going to lose you guys.
All right, listen, then hold on, and let's get your information. We'll see you Thursday, okay?
Okay, can't wait.
Okay, thank you, honey. Bye-bye. That's our first contestant already for Teat Tac Toe.
She sounds attractive. Mm-hmm.
Which will happen on Thursday.
Very nice.
Line 5. Did I lose her? No, hey, Joe, pick it up. Pick it up now. There you go. Good man. Thank you, Joe. Okay, so.
Unbelievable.
What, Joe?
Joe. Yeah, Joe is moving at a speed today. You know, he's called Slow Joe, but I don't think I've ever seen him move at the speed he's moving at today.
I'd like to see a foot race today between Joe Ardinger and Jay Gordon Liddy. My money will be on Liddy in that race.
Absolutely.
So, here's the question. And let me ask. But Buzz, have you seen this poll?
If it's what I think about the presidents?
No.
No, okay.
Let me ask both of you. When asked to name their favorite TV star, you would never guess who the number one star was, chosen by Americans in the Harris poll. Mike, who is your favorite TV star?
My favorite TV star is not a current TV star, but... Does it have to be a current TV star?
I guess so. Looking at the list,
it has to be a current television star.
I mean, the top five are all current TV stars.
Does it have to be a show that's currently on the air? Is that the way it's got to work?
I mean, I'm just asking questions. Stop with the qualifiers. Just give me an answer, and I'll tell you if it's relevant to what's on the list.
All right. Bob Saget. I was padding for the proper comedy answer. You have to bear with me there.
Okay, really.
My number one TV star today, male...
Or female.
Or female. Boy, that's a hard question. Now that I'm really thinking about it.
All right, Buzz, who would yours be?
Jennifer Aniston, I think.
She'd be your favorite TV star.
Yeah, I think she'd be easy number one.
I would go with somebody that makes me laugh, and I would probably say my favorite TV star would be Ray Romano.
Okay, and I also was asked the question before the show, and my answer was Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the three that we selected.
See, now that you did that, now I want to change mine to Conan O'Brien.
We're on the list.
You'd be
well,
closer.
Mike, don't worry.
Okay.
Because, well, Buzz, Jennifer Aniston is not on the list.
Oh, dear. Okay.
According to the Harris poll.
Is Britt Hume on there?
No. The number five most popular favorite TV star is Ray Romano.
Number five?
Number five.
Yeah, all right, good.
Number four is David Letterman.
Good.
Number three is Oprah Winfrey.
Well, very popular. I can understand. Yeah, I know you're booing, Rob. But...
Number two is Regis Philbin.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it gets worse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, come on, though. Regis is on the Millionaire Show. He's on the other show.
Yeah, I mean, on Pure Exposure, why not?
Harris Poll says, and what we're going to do, you got the phone book?
Yeah.
We're going to call people at random.
Good.
I'm going to bet you any amount of money, we can call as many people as you want at random out of the phone book.
All right.
And no one will say that. The person who's the number one favorite TV star says it. Drew Carey.
Wow.
No way. Right.
No way.
Right. I mean, first off, the show sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just he's not up there.
No.
No. So I, for one, I am spitting on the Harris poll. I'm saying, who are the dummies?
Where's Amy Brenham?
That they're calling. Mike, they only give the top five.
Okay.
It's Drew Carey 1, Regis 2, Oprah 3, Letterman 4, Ray Romano 5.
Wow. Andy Crowley?
So what we're going to do is, Rob, you got the phone book? We're just going to dial people at random at the phone.
Now
the
they're all coming to me.
Just dial people at random.
Mike Farrell?
see if they'll come on the air with us first. And if they won't, just ask them who their favorite TV... How do they put the question? Name your favorite TV star.
Okay.
Drew friggin' Carey?
That's a little surprising.
I'd like to know what mental institution they call him.
It's ridiculous. And I think they ought to have, you know, historically big ones, too, like Hal Linden. I'm sorry.
Hi, Jack Sue.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Okay, good. Hi, I'm Rob. Hi, sir. Yes, hi. I'm not, you're not on a list.
God damn it. Take me off your list.
Oh,
I don't want to be on your list.
Well, you know what? I can't blame anybody.
I had a great one last night.
Really?
About, I guess it was Sunday. Sunday evening about 6:30.
Yeah, right in prime family time, a-holes.
Phone rings, and a guy says, "Hello, this is not a solicitation. I'm calling to ask about your feelings about the OnStar program." And I said to the guy, I said, "I think OnStar sucks." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Furthermore, it's 6:30 on Sunday night." He said, "Can you think of a more convenient time to call?" And I said, "Never."
Good.
And the guy hung up.
There you go.
I mean, screw those people that do that. Honestly, God, it must be a horrible way to make a living because you deal with a lot of rejection, but you should deal with rejection.
Right.
No luck, Rob?
No, but at least she didn't want to be taken off.
Well, that's all right. I mean, you probably got to,
Ask, just say, "Hi, I'm Rob. I'm Rob from D&M Polls. Who is your favorite TV star?"
Okay.
You know, we would put these calls on the air, but we get sued every time we put a call on the air.
In this day and age, really, there is no convenient time for phone solicitation.
That's true.
Everybody's busy. Everybody has things to do. Leave us alone.
Mm-hmm. No answer?
Two rings.
Bad marketing these days.
What is this? A guy wants to bust balls about this list? Hello, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your problem, dude?
I got a bust balls. You guys made your list of women. People call up and say, "No, how could you do that? You know, it's wrong." Now, you take this list, somebody else's list, and you're all over it.
You got a thing for Drew Carey there, pal?
I don't. But that's not the point.
No, the point is that this is stupid.
All right, but your list is infallible.
You're correct.
Brilliant.
I see. Just checking.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Bye, D.A.
Now you know.
You know, it must be a pesky post-holiday weekend.
People didn't want to come back
DA
to work.
Is like, no. Yeah, they don't want to be back at work. Listen, I think, agree or disagree with us on the women who are beautiful, and we're going to get back to that eventually. I think there's generally a consensus among our listeners that, at least among the top five, especially the number one woman, whoever she is, number one, number two, or number three, she's a piece of ass.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers in bed.
Amen.
But come on, you mean to tell me that Drew Carey is the favorite TV star in America?
I don't believe that. I really don't. I think that's very surprising to me.
Jesus Christ. And what, you can't find anybody to talk to on the phone?
I've been hung up on now five or six times.
Huh. That's not nice. Use your boyish charm.
I shall.
To break through the crusty outer cookie.
Like you'll do with the old people.
When he puts them on the bus and then chains it. And then they say, "Why are you doing that?" For your protection.
Your protection, right, man.
For your own protection.
Your own protection. Pay no attention to this padlock.
You have a no luck, Rob?
No luck,
Rob. All right, hold on. Just see if this rings.
There you go.
Pick it up.
Okay.
Pick it up.
You pick it up.
I got it.
Oh, you got it.
Warm line, right?
Yeah. Anybody answer?
Two rings. Three rings.
You're right. I don't think anybody will answer that. Drew Carey is the top star on TV.
All right. Try line seven. Pick up line seven. You got anybody, Rum?
Not yet.
Yeah, it's so tough to reach people. We got to get at least one person. Somebody's got to be home. I don't get it.
Jesus Christ.
No one yet.
No one yet?
Not yet.
No.
All right, we'll keep trying.
Where is everybody?
Give me a second. I think the fact that Rob is just going right out of the phone book
is
killing us. You just got to dial at random, Robbie. I'm just going to try one at random here.
We're sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
That's what you get a lot. Mm-hmm. All right, can you get me?
Yeah.
All right,
a lot of those pesky numbers.
All right, hold on.
All we're trying to do is prove a point here that Drew Carey will not be on the top of people's lists. Here's another one.
All right, I'm calling area code 310.
I'll try
it. Which is Los Angeles, I believe.
See if we get an answer here.
Nobody's home.
In a second.
Hold on a second. This can't be true. A guy who really thought of Drew Carey? That can't be true. John?
Yeah?
Drew Carey's like your number one guy?
I wouldn't say he's my number one guy, but I love What's My Line.
Right. Whose line is it anyway, dumbass?
He's D.A.
God. I looked at.
Excuse me. Hello. Hello. Right.
It's whose line is it
anyway? It's not What's My Line.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try someone else at random here. Hold on a second. Rob, just put the phone book away.
All right.
And just dial a number at random. I guarantee you.
This is making me laugh. I don't know why.
I guarantee.
Ringing.
It's ringing?
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Stop. Ask if they want to come on the air with us.
Hello.
Ask if they want to come on the air with us.
Hello?
Okay.
I was wondering, would you like to come on the Don and Mike show to answer a question? You would? Great. Hold on, you'll be on the air.
All right, finally.
Oh, finally.
Finally, Christ.
On 444.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hello.
This is the Don and Mike show. Who's this?
My name is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. You're on
How
the
are
air.
You?
You're on the air. I hope that's okay with
what
you.
What show is this?
This is the Don and Mike show.
Don, this is Charlie. Don, that was Roger Copy before.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I asked you to give me the name of your favorite television star, who would you name?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Well, now we know. Well, that was quick.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Really, I do want to call people at random. Yeah. I really want to take the time to call people
Hard
at random.
Hard to do in this day and age.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you ran the voices through the harmonizer, wouldn't that get around the... People are saying that they don't want their voices on the air, or
no.
Someone already figured that out.
Nah, someone's already figured that out. You can't do that.
Okay.
Thank you, though, my friend. Listen,
nice try.
Who is your favorite TV star?
Leah Remini.
All right, good choice.
Very nice.
Good answer.
Good choice. Hello, Mike, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
Definitely not Drew Carey.
Definitely not. Well, yeah, no duh, definitely not Drew Carey.
Yeah, definitely not Drew Carey.
Definitely not Drew Carey.
My favorite, you may not like this, but maybe Howard Stern.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, right, because he's such a giant TV star.
I knew this was a dumbass call.
You know, I usually just watch TV late night, so that's all I really watch.
Because
you guys have a TV show.
He's such a scary force in entertainment.
Right, well, it makes me laugh, you know?
Yeah, and that's
You guys should get a show, though. I would watch you guys in the show.
Well, thank you very much.
You guys, Opie and Anthony, all those guys.
Thank Great. You, sir.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
Very supportive listener.
Angelo. Hello, Angelo.
Hello. Yeah, man, Drew Carey's the best. He's a genius.
So he'd be at the top of your list?
He runs ABC. He runs the show.
He runs ABC.
Oh, get out of here.
It belongs to him. He's got all those shows. I mean, come on, guess who's, you know?
God, you're shummed.
He's got all those shows, like, guess who's... What's My Line?
Guess who's coming to the line?
Why is it all the Drew Carey fans are having trouble even figuring out the name of his show?
Hello, Kim, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
First of all, and this goes back a long way, Mike, you've always said that nobody's home when you try to call, and when you actually get someone, they don't want to talk.
That's true. That's right, but I'm glad you remember that.
Drew Carey sucks.
There we go.
Drew Carey sucks big.
Yeah.
Him and his shows, all of them.
He sucks ass, no doubt about it.
Exactly. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to try one more here.
Completely at random.
Not a goof.
All right.
Not a goof. Here we go.
No,
I had something in my nose. I wasn't laughing.
By odds alone, we'll get somebody this time.
Someone who will participate in our oh-so-brief survey.
That's right.
See what happens.
I'm calling Springfield.
Welcome, baby, to our exclusive backdoor party. Average girls. No way, honey. We like it a little rough, a little wild, and very, very nasty. That's right, baby. All you have to do is ask for ass.
Hey, they tweaked it up a little bit.
My mistake, I called the ask for ass line.
Wow, that's not... Well, we're not going to get a straight answer there, if you know what I mean.
Hi, Jesse, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Jesse. Jesse? He's gone.
Carrie.
Hello. Wrong Jesse, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, Christopher.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I can definitely see how it'd be Drew Carey.
Why?
Because America doesn't have good viewership. Their shows suck that they like. And they just like bad shows.
What country are you from?
I don't watch Drew Carey. It sucks. And so I can definitely see how everyone else likes it.
Remember, Don, America doesn't have good viewership.
Hello, hey. Don and Mike's show.
Yeah. Yeah. My money.
Americans watch more TV than any other country in the world.
That's right.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For my money, there's nobody better than Jean Kaczmarczyk.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Oh, that's the mom on Malcolm in the Middle?
All right.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. fan.
Kaczmarek, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Not Kaczmar Jack.
Whatever.
That's bad viewership.
I knew who you meant, though.
Yeah.
I knew who you meant, though.
Buddy.
Yeah. There's something doable about her.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you could do? You could take your love stick, and you could put your love stick in her dimple.
Jane Kaczmarek?
You could almost make love to her dimple.
You really have it going on for Jane Kaczmarek?
I'd do her. We should rate her.
The mom on Malcolm in the Middle?
We should rate her. I'd do her.
I've done that.
What, you put your thing in a girl's dimple?
No, in hers.
Oh, in hers. Okay, thanks.
Just a dater.
Bye-bye. See you later. Anyway, here's the phone book, Rob.
Thank you, Pat.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
And I don't get this. I don't get the stupid Drew Carey thing.
Has no one fought that?
I don't get it. We got a break. When we come back, another story from the newspaper.
Does that mean I have to keep the newspaper hidden during the commercial break?
Yes, you do.
All right.
Yes, you do.
Very good.
Hold on.
How about Greta Van Susteren? Are we going to rate her now that she got the plastic surgery?
She got to go back for a refund, man. Here is Tiffany from Seattle.
Hi.
She is a Drew Carey fan.
Well, I would have to say if I had to pick one person on TV, I would pick him. If I had to pick a show, it wouldn't be either of his shows.
Hmm. Why?
So you just like him as a personality?
Yes.
Why?
He's funny. He cracks me up.
How do you feel about Greta Van Susteren?
Who?
Exactly. Greta Van Susteren.
I don't know who that is.
That's a broad who was on CNN. Ugly broad just had a facelift.
She's on the front of people.
Kind of like taking the fur on one of those Shar Pei dogs and pulling it back. It's a totally different look, but it still looks funny.
Yeah, and you're right. She's on the cover of People this week.
Yes, I saw her on the cover of People.
I think her new look is very similar as if you had taken Silly Putty and gotten her old picture and just sort of stretched it a little.
Absolutely. I used to love doing that with the comics. Yeah. Man.
There's something about facelifts that just aren't right.
Thank you, honey.
All right.
Anyone else?
That's a bye-bye.
Great. For me, that's a great smell. The smell of freshly opened.
Oh, I love that.
That's great. Christ.
You're absolutely right.
That's like
getting all sorts of chemicals in your body. When mm-hmm. you do that.
Who cares? I mean, when you get that egg, you crack that egg when you get that virgin silly putty.
Yeah. Fantastic. Before it's all newspapery.
That's a better smell than Greta.
We got a break. Just let me say religion in the news.
Yeah.
When we come right back.
Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You guys, a question. Have you noticed that Larry is acting just a little melancholy lately?
I have not.
Larry who? Yeah, well, that's probably because you don't get the quality time with Larry that I do.
Yeah.
You mean those moments during the commercial when he leans over and asks if anything hanging out of his nose? Hey, Phil. Phil? Remember, you can't spell smartass without ASS. Okay?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to
leave you, right?
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
All right.
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Well, the big news is that we've announced on Thursday we're playing Teet-Tac-Toe.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Yay. Girls, come on down to the Don and Mike Second World Broadcast headquarters. We'll be in New York the rest of the week. Come down to NEW on Thursday. We're going to have a giant big tic-tac-toe board on the floor.
Yes.
Girls will be topless and shoeless.
Hey.
And the first girl to get, and you have to paint, as you answer questions wrong, you dip your breasts or your toes in paint. First girl on our giant 9-foot by 9-foot tic-tac-toe board to get three
teats in a row,
yes,
to get three nipples in a row, will win $1,000.
It's going to be a wonderful day if you like game playing and if you like teats.
We got one girl already signed up named Liza. If you want to sign up to play.
Not the Liza.
No, of course not.
Unfortunately.
Call the New York line at 877-692-1027. Talk to Johnny. Or you can call our national number at 877-365-3636. We need girls to play the game on Thursday. Winner takes all. One girl wins $1,000.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, real quick. You know, I said you said you're not going to play the guy version of this, but could you deek-tac-toe?
Yeah.
No.
If you're gay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just want to tell Mike, man, there are very, very few very good impressionists out there, and when I listen to you, man, I'm just rolling. It's amazing.
Thank you very much. It's very nice of you to say that.
No, well, thank you. But all right, here's the situation.
All right.
I have this little thing with my girlfriend, and she says that I don't really listen to her enough, and so she wanted me to kind of, like, start writing retrospect letters on, like, our dates and stuff.
And
every time I send one back to her, she's just totally not into it, and I think she's at the point where she's about to let me go.
All right, let me see if I can help you here.
Okay.
You got a pencil paper?
No, I do, yeah.
All right, well, here you go.
All right. Well, actually, I have something written out. I was hoping maybe I could spit it out and you could maybe critique it for me.
Or maybe you just... Here's my thought first.
Take this down.
Cool.
Dear bitch...
You're sending me in the wrong direction. See, I come to you for help, and you're sending
all right,
me
what have you got written?
Horrible place.
What have you got written? This is abroad you're dating, right? You're not married to her?
Oh, hell no.
So okay. You're kind of like...
I'm a free spirit.
You're reviewing a date, and you send her a letter going over, like, a romantic evening you had?
Absolutely. Because, right. Like, she just, like, you know, she brings stuff up in conversation. I have no answer, the wrong answer. She's just not really...
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear your letter.
Hear what you got.
Okay. Salutations, my evil and exquisite temptress of the night. It's me here, your man, who chambers within his heart lust for you, which remains parallel to nothing of any kind of its sort.
What was that last part?
And whatnot.
Nothing a kind of its sort or whatnot thing.
All right, I've got to admit, you've got me hot. You've got me so hot. I'm so hot that I now must prepare a delicious cuisine. You must allow me to beg you for forgiveness, as I do have some of the ingredients for tonight. But the rest, to get them, I must get down on my knees and carefully finger my way through your tight, dark pantry to eat the goodies.
Jesus, what the hell is this?
Okay, well, I have now in my masculine hands a rather fresh, fluffy set of buns. So before we go any farther, I'd like very much to gently slip-slide those tasty-looking buns out of their tight casing and go ahead and softly throw them out of the way.
Well, what the hell is this?
I don't know, but I'm enjoying it.
For step number two, we're going to get these buns spread open wide and nice. After that, I'm going to go ahead and whip out my big, fat, tasty slab of beef Wellington. And next, I'll just plop it on the counter. And allow you to use your sweet, talented hands to make sure it is nice and tenderized and ready for the show. And I know you're going to take your time and really use that tight grip of yours in every way you know, and maybe even throw in a few tricks or two.
Oh, the letter sounds good thus far to me.
I like it. Keep going.
And then after that, I'll gently slide the beef into your smoking hot oven. And in no time, we'll be able to pull out that big, juicy, long, fat, family-sized feast. I'll be wearing protection, of course, because the last thing I want to do is get burnt.
Oh, God.
Yes, one time I was cooking for another woman, and she said I'd be fine without some protection on my skin. You see, she told me that she hadn't cooked very much, and there'd been very few meals in her oven. And she'd always been fine, so I took her word for it, and the next thing you know, I got bumps and blisters all over my skin.
Oh, I don't know about the part about the other woman.
Yeah, maybe the bumps and blisters.
You think that might be too much?
I might want to edit that one.
Leave out the part about being in another woman's oven.
Yeah, it might just that might ruin things.
There's a very thin line where you slip into the area of non-tactful.
That's right.
I don't see it. You know,
right, so how do you wind up this letter?
How did I wind up this letter? I wound up this letter. Where am I at here? Give me 2 seconds.
I can understand how we get lost.
Yeah. See, now the big jackass that I am, I managed to go through this thing without stuttering once, and now, like, I don't have the end of the letter. So it appears that I've left you hanging, which only means that I'm going to have to call back another time.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
See you later.
Take care, fellas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello there.
Needs a little tweaking, but not bad.
Don and my show. Hello.
Don, my friend, I would like to buy the board that you use on Thursday.
Oh, the tic-tac, the teat-tac-toe board?
That is correct, sir.
Perhaps for charity.
How much? How much are you willing to spend?
$300.
I think we can do better than that.
Yeah, I'm sure we can. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Good opening bid, though.
Yeah, I bet we could probably sell that for some type of a 9/11 charity or something like that. I can't believe that I forgot, we had to get right to this religious thing, to mention, you know, I'm a Renaissance man.
Oh, I know that.
I can't help it that on one hand, I'm going with to a family function, and then I take my son to see the movies, and my wife and I we engage in a cultural chat over the weekend.
Yes.
But I devoted a good part of my weekend to watching the Daytona 500.
Hey, there you go.
And
NASCAR, what a wreck. Huh? What a pileup.
A better race, I don't think, I've ever seen.
How the hell does... You know, the only thing I was saying about Daytona was how does Dale Earnhardt appear to tap a wall and come away dead, and then you get 19 guys that are involved in that melee, and they all walk away?
Because God needed another driver. You know that, man.
Here you go.
God said, I need me a NASCAR driver. I got number three. You're number one on my list.
Come on up here, Dale.
So I'm watching,
me around.
I'm watching this, and Jeff Gordon, who everybody hates,
right,
he's winning the race. And there's like 8 laps to go, and they're saying pretty much all he's got to do is just keep turning the wheel to the left and keep the gas pedal down. He's going to win. Well, as it turns out, the guy who's driving the Coors Light car, he comes underneath. He kind of breaks the rule a little bit because he crosses the yellow line.
Set a line.
He bumps Jeff Gordon, and Jeff Gordon goes spinning wildly, and he has to go to the back of the pack. So now that it's a reset, they're resetting the start, and they're all lined up.
Stopped.
They're stopped, right, because it's the red flag, which means that there was a bad wreck. They're cleaning up stuff that's on the track. Well, the guy who's driving the Coors Light car, who's in first place now, while the cars are sitting, they're not moving. This jackass jumps out of his car and goes over by the side where he just got in the wreck with Jeff Gordon, and he starts pulling on the bumper because the bumper is bent into the tire.
Right.
And he starts pulling on this thing. Now, I don't know the rules of NASCAR.
Well, that's against them.
Yeah, and I hear this right away. I hear the announcers going out of their mind going, you are not allowed to jump out of your car and fix your own car.
No, you can't do that.
During a red flag while the cars are stopped.
Hence the concept of the pit stop, right?
Right. So then they go back on the videotape and they say, let's see if the guy in the Coors Light car just jumped out to look at it, or if he was actually working on the car. And they go back to the videotape.
He's having a tug of war with it.
Yeah, you see this moron climb out of his car in front of 170,000 people in the stadium, go to the front, and really...
trying to bend it back.
He's trying to bend this thing back.
Hysterically funny. Oh. I loved it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't keep jumping
in. And they go up to the, and it's as bad as the instant replay in an NFL game.
And then the guy in the yellow car... Do you remember when he jumped out, the guy in the pace car?
Oh, yeah. So the guy in the pace car in front, he jumps out like, whoa, he got his hands in there. Whoa, get back in your car. What are you doing, dumbass Coors Light guy?
Who are ye?
Get back in ye horseless chariot.
Ye are stupid. Ye have broken a rule.
And the announcers, they're saying, we have never seen anything like this before.
Didn't he have a chance to win it?
He was in first place. Mm. Because they let him go on the thing that he had crossed below the yellow line, they moved Jeff Gordon all the way to the back of the field. So that guy in the Coors Light car was in first place.
And then they moved him to the back because he was taking on his bumper.
So they go to, you know how in an NFL game, the guy, the referee goes and he looks under that hood at the instant replay?
Right.
Well, what they got at Daytona and NASCAR is they got a bunch of fat guys who are in a booth.
Right.
And I don't think, I think they're watching replays, but there was, they're also on the telephone. Sure. And there's like a 20-minute delay. It was the greatest thing I'd ever seen because no one knows what the hell's going on.
Even though they did, you know, find out it's a clear violation, they had to send the guy to the back of the
bike. Yeah, so the guy has to go all the way.
He was an idiot.
He has to go behind Jeff Gordon. I mean, he has to go all the way to the absolute back of the line.
And didn't his pit crew tell them to, I think his pit crew told him to check to see if there was any tire damage, which I, he's not even supposed to jump out of the car at all.
He's not allowed to get out of his
car. But he took it a step further by going to look at his tar and then pulling on the bumper, see if he can fix that to sheet metal.
So then they were talking to the guys at the end of the race, okay? And they talked to Jeff Gordon, who's pissed. And he was saying, well, no, it's my fault that I spun out. The guy in the Coors Light car, I was trying to block him out, and he bumped into me. I guess it was right. My fault. He was pissed. They go to the Coors Light guy, and this guy who just screwed himself out of the race, big dumb neck. I don't know which one of the drivers this guy is. He got a big smile on his face. He goes, well, you know, you ain't supposed to get out of your car. One time I seen Kyle Petty get out and actually fix his windshield, so I figured, what the hell?
Well, he had a reason. He had a protocol. He had a precedent.
Yeah, why not? But it was, it was good.
Daytona.
It was good.
It was a great race. I mean, really very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, fellas. Hey, how come he didn't keep working on the cars when he got him back to the end of the line? You know, he could have fixed it and made a run at it.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I think that...
I think the guy that jumped out of the pace car was all over his ass and said, hey, get back into your car. That's the reason he didn't do that.
The deal is you're not allowed to get out of your car to work on your car when the races...
You can't do it. You're not
when the races stop. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I bet $100 on Jeff Gordon yesterday, and then that idiot Sterling Marlin clipped him in the back of his car. I was madder than Jeff Gordon.
Now, is Sterling the guy that also was pulling on his bumper?
Yeah, that's the Coors Light guy.
Right.
And then the guy who won was some, well, they're all necks, but he was some neck. I felt good for him, some neck who'd never won before. Oh, man.
I love it until they start doing the interview, and then you see the interview and say, well, I don't dig the car, you know, click, click, click.
Oh, hello, Don Mike Show.
Fun, Daytona.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I had Sterling Marlin for the halftime, and I won $100 on him. And the DA had got out of his car and cost me $500
for
the race.
Yeah. Oh,
you guys bet on NASCAR like they bet on NFL.
Yeah, they do.
I go to this party every year. It's huge. We put in a ton of money. He gets out of his car. I want to kill it.
Yeah, Don is on a sport that has its Super Bowl.
The guy that won was Ward Burton, by the way.
He has his Super Bowl up front. Yeah, the biggest race
of the
year.
He's from the South. He's from Boston.
Yeah. Gotcha. Listen, on the phone now, where is Talladega? Is that near?
Alabama.
No. Talladega, Florida, where by Daytona Beach.
Oh, I thought Talladega was in Alabama.
No, well, it's in Florida, and we got some guy who said, are we on an affiliate down there?
Yes.
Here is a NASCAR official.
Hello.
See, you got me going like, you got me, that's how you did that time. You got me thinking Talladega, Alabama.
Yeah.
How you doing?
And then I didn't realize.
Here's the NASCAR official who's on the phone with us now. Can you explain, sir, how it is that Jeff Gordon and Sterling Marlin got moved to the back of the line?
Because Jeff Gordon and Sterling Marlin had a wreck.
What was the name? Jeff Gordon and who?
Sterling Gordon had a wreck.
And how do you spell NASCAR?
NASCAR, N-A-T-H, car, C-A-R.
Thank you. Bye, Tom.
Hey,
NASCAR with a lisp.
Tom, we gotta go.
Hey, guess what, guys?
What?
Are you guys rating women on the new, on the website?
No. We're just doing it on the radio. Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye.
NASCAR.
And we're going to get to it on tomorrow's episode. Okay. We'll re-rate the women on tomorrow's episode. Here's the story.
Very good.
Set this up. We got to do a break.
Yes.
Oh, we got a live spot coming up, Mike. But here is the story. Pope John Paul,
yes.
My man, JP2.
JP.
Has performed 3 exorcisms during his 23 years as Pope. The latest, most recently, is September.
Really?
And this is not like from the tabloids. This is again from USA Today.
That he's really done it.
Let me see. Among the two exorcisms were performed during a public audience at the Vatican. The Pope released this information a day after he warned of the daily temptations of the evil.
Yes.
Of the evil of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, you're going to find out that they really do work in tandem together. We have arranged the Pope and Satan.
Yes, together for the first time on one stage.
Once and for all to figure out what the dealio is with this.
What's going on, and I think everybody's going to be amazed to learn just what a completely choreographed dance it is.
Absolutely.
This
but
is
the,
big.
The story is the Pope has performed exorcisms. We will have the Pope. It's no big deal to have the Pope on this show. He's on all the time.
Not at all, but wait till you find out what we found out about exorcisms.
So it's the Pope, and it's Satan, and it's right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Your source for bad horse, the Don and Mike Show.
Let's see, who's on this? We got the Pope thing coming up here.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering, now that you guys aren't doing the ratings, if Pez would like to restart delivery of the Daily Jumble.
If you get bored, you know, I've got extra puzzles, I'll share.
I've been yelled at during the commercials. Infinity is in negotiations with Arbitron.
Yeah, nothing is etched in stone.
However,
everything should be worked out nicely.
We're not getting the ratings on Friday.
That we do. The caller was calling simply to bust Mr. Burbank's balls.
Right. In case you missed the early part of the show, I don't have time to get into it.
Right.
We'll recap tomorrow.
Fine.
The story is the Pope has performed exorcisms.
Mm-hmm.
We now take you live. First, where are we going first? Hell?
I think we've got them both standing by.
We have them both standing by?
Good.
All right, hold on a second.
That would be the hell theater.
Let's go. Come in hell.
It's Matilda. It's Matilda. How come my voice is so, so, so
loud? Speed that up a little bit. Hey, hello, Satan.
Wow. It's
sounds evil, though.
Hi, Satan. What are you doing? That's all we can do.
Don't make the devil angry.
All right, how's that, Satan?
That's even a little bit more if we can do that just a little more.
Just a little more?
Just a little faster. There we go.
Okay.
And maybe even a little more during the bit wrap or whatever floats your effing boat.
All right, now being as we have a Satan, let's go live to the Vatican.
Not Saint Matilda, not Saint Matilda.
Hello?
Oh, I hear the voice of an old friend.
Hello, Pope Fawn.
Johnny.
Satan.
Johnny. How are you, John Paul, my friend?
How are you, Luke? Lucifer, my friend.
Oh, it's so good to hear you, my friend.
I am reading this article today about us in the newspaper.
I'm very tired.
Oh, and I am laughing. Why are you tired?
I don't know. I'm feeling very run down. Very, very run down. Maybe that's the way I can solve it. Hey, how are you?
I am reading an article today in the paper about us. It makes me laugh.
Oh, I love to laugh with you, my friend.
And you, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
Listen to this. John Paul II has performed 3 exorcisms during his 23 years as pontiff.
Oh, they believe it. They believe it. Oh, they
dumb asses.
They're such fools. They don't know that we've been working together for years.
If only they knew. You and I, business partners for life.
You know, we've never done that exorcism show outside of a private house.
And the word is out now.
Oh, my God.
We've done it a few times, but I want to say,
Johnny,
Luke, your special effects are among the best.
I know we're on the radio right now, and I got to tell you something. We've been giving away some of our tricks, but when you read about exorcisms, when you read about exorcisms, it really does kill me.
Let's stop and think about how stupid people are.
Absolutely.
They see the movie.
Yeah.
With the girl who spits out the pea soup.
Yes, sir. Hey, how about the jokes on her when she got to be an adult?
Wow. And they say they think it's real.
Absolutely.
So, Luke, excuse me, Lucifer and I, we go and do business together.
It's lots of fun. Always lots of fun. I tell you, There is no guy that has worn that pointy hat that I have a better working relationship with than you, Your Holiness.
Here's DeCon.
I could use the sting music here, incidentally.
Oh, okay. Here's DeCon. Before we get to DeCon, let me just say, do you like the job I did for you on the Daytona 500?
I think it was fantastic. You, sir, are a genius. You are the best Pope in show business.
Let me tell you what's happening. Yesterday afternoon,
yes.
I get a call on the Pope phone, the red phone.
Right. Oh, man, it's hot down here.
It's Lucifer, it's Satan.
Hey, baby.
He says, hey, Johnny.
Johnny.
He says, I got 10 large. I got 10 large on some doofus named Ward Burton.
Ward Burton, a nobody. But let me tell you something, what the odds were on that. They were overwhelming.
I said to him, I can't do miracles. He says, I got 10 large. I said, look, Jeff Gordon has got the lead. He says, I don't, and I'm going to embarrass you. He says, I don't ask for much.
Yeah.
But I'm calling in the favor.
Right.
I need you to take Jeff Gordon out of the race for me.
Yeah, I tell you, it was fantastic. It was like magic. I'll tell you one thing about JP. JP, I'm going to flatter you right here. You are the man. Let me tell you why. Nobody has a better relationship with the man upstairs than you do. He does your bidding, and he doesn't know about me.
I want to tell you something. You're the man.
Thank you.
Because you, my friend, have never screwed me over.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you,
thank
the
you.
Big man G, he has screwed me over before.
Thank you very much.
He has screwed me over before.
Thank you, thank you.
You have never let me down.
You know, I just got to tell you one thing. Everybody knows that I've had a relationship with your boss for many, many years. And I've had good experiences and bad experiences. But with all this Afghanistan stuff, you know, there have been people, you know, dying like crazy. It's been amazing. And so your boss calls me last week, right?
Oh, really? He called me too.
He says, hey, you're taking too many people. We need a few more up here. I said, hey, I'm doing my job. Give me a break. He says, I'm going to sue you. I said, yeah, up in heaven, where are you going to get a lawyer? Johnny.
You crack my ass up.
Did you get the magazines I sent you?
Did I? And can I tell you something?
No.
One great thing about being friends with Lucifer.
Right.
I do the things I can. I fix the Daytona 500 for him.
Hey, I need a little pocket change, you know what I mean?
How do you think the New England Patriots beat the Rams?
Oh, don't tell them. Oh. Don't tell them, you crazy guy.
But you know what I say to him?
Oh,
I say,
you are a knucklehead.
I say, you know what I crave?
Yeah.
I crave the Naked Sisters.
Oh.
So I get a copy of Black Tail.
Black Tail, fine publication. I actually have the soul of the guy that's the publisher.
I get my advance copy of Black Tail.
Black Tail, that's right.
What I do is I make myself a nice cocktail.
There you go.
I sit out on the deck, on the veranda.
Attaboy.
And what I do is I work my man.
Right.
And I go, oh, Black Tail.
There you are.
Black Tail. And when I am done, I don't know if you can hear me, I always say, thank you, Luke. Thank you, Lucifer.
That is so kind of you. I've got to tell you something. The Phoebe to Outpope routine that you're doing, I've seen you at a couple of the last masses that you did, that Phoebe to routine. That's better. It's better than the chin.
And,
you know, it's better than the chin gigante.
And your routine,
yeah,
but with the supposedly having the two little goats things coming out of your hand.
You're going to kill me.
And the tail and
right.
The pitchfork and being colored red.
Absolutely. Well,
I want to tell you something.
Tell me what I look like. Come on.
Picture the most handsome man. Picture Russell Crowe.
Thank you.
Picture your most famous movie stars. Russell Crowe and
Thank you. Tom Cruise.
And you know me.
There you go.
I'm no homo.
Right.
I like the cootie.
With just a hint of Charles Nelson Reilly. Just the glasses.
That is just the extravagant way that you dress.
Oh, man. Hold on a second. One of my minions is coming back. Oh, there we go. I still carry the pitchfork. Oh, my goodness. Hey, turn up the heat. I just told him to turn up the heat.
So here's the scam.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
What's that? Oh, is that the guy that I gave the big balls to? Is that your announcer?
Dude Walker.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, he sounded like Richard Simmons before he signed on with me.
So here's the scam.
This is the sting.
So I get a family, they call me up.
No.
They go, Oh, Pope. Our baby, our daughter, our little boy, little girl, she possessed by the devil. Now keep in mind,
I've never possessed anybody in my life.
It's a three-way con.
Right.
You got the kid, who calls me or calls Lou.
That's right, wants a little extra spending money.
So we say, all right, now listen. What do we charge the last one? We charge the...
$2,500.
$2,500.
$2,500. The kid gets a cut, church gets a cut, and you know who gets to get a new car payment.
And for me, it's the easiest thing in the world.
All
I got to do is get a glass of tap water.
Yeah, all this guy stands around and does that fever tea where he's going, the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. Then I got to do all the work, right?
Yeah, and that's why you get the bigger cut.
Because
what I do is I get a glass of tap water.
There you go.
I go and I say, it's holy water. The power of Christ command you. I throw some water on the kid's face. The kid, meanwhile, is pretending we give the kid something to make the kid throw up. And then you come through with your special effects. And let me just say, George Lucas has nothing on you, my friend.
Father Karras. I love that movie.
You're
I can't
so
say
great.
That. I'm always so tempted to go, oh, John Paul, we are all in here, John Paul. We are all in your possessing this child. We are all in your bloodline.
Do you remember? We were doing a kid's bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a half bar mitzvah, half exorcism.
Right.
At one point, we get a case of the giggles.
Oh, we got laughing. We almost couldn't finish. It was this whole duality thing. They were trying to do an exorcism animal, but it was so funny. I mean, really, I couldn't believe it. Then I said, come on now, what the earth are we doing here?
And then we get done. And here's the great thing. Now, I want to tell you what my boss,
Oh, yes, sir.
I can do things like fix sports matches.
Right.
Fix car races.
Right.
I can't get no poontang.
I know. You know why? And I told you this already, Spustus Chops. You know why?
Why?
Because you're not your own boss like you know who. You're killing me.
So I'm calling him a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I am watching this TV show, Friends.
Yeah.
And I have got something happening under my pope robe.
He likes to share that with me quite a bit.
I said, this Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what I would give for a night to Fiddy Tucker.
I know you went fishing, and, you know, I couldn't help you. I really wish that I had her in the stable. I said, why can't you do somebody that's with me on my side, like the Landers sisters or Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, but listen, you hook me up. Tell them who you hook me up with.
This was real, real special. And, I asked him, I said, hey, JP, you ever done a brown sugar? And I actually made the deal. And, yes, she's on Hard Times. Whitney Houston.
Wow.
Fantastic. Did you like her?
I don't care if she's on crack.
There you go.
She's a hot piece of black ass.
Well, you know, a man has needs. I thought you'd like her. We haven't spoken since I did that.
She did everything.
Did she really?
She did everything.
Oh, fantastic.
I had to give her an 8-ball.
Was she as good as Fran Drescher?
Not as good. Let me just say, Fran Drescher, great at oral.
Oh, really?
And also good to keep that girl's mouth quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Who shot her the eye?
Yeah, I know, because she really talks like that in real life. And she's in my stable. You know something? I've worked with this man. Let me just say, I don't want to embarrass him again, but I've worked with this man for so many years. I gave him a suggestion.
Centuries, eons.
Eons, decades. This pope is the greatest pope I've ever had anything to do with.
And you're the only one. You are eternal. And our greatest scam will be when you give me eternal life.
That's true. Hey, who can you trust?
When I come over to your side.
Sure, it's going to be the big surprise, and we're going to go public with the whole thing. It'll be bigger than Enron, I swear to God.
Do me a favor, right?
What's
now?
That? Yeah, go ahead.
Flick this switch, make me like you.
Okay, here you go. Ready? Can you do it? Yes. Hey.
Wow.
Hello. I know you're on the dark side. It's the Pope. Can't stay too long. Wow, look how big my genitals are. Pretty amazing. Hey, welcome to the side of evil. Hey, you want a burger? Oh, I'd love one. Hey, how do you like it? Well done. And would you like a glass of holy water? I love being on your side.
Wow. Wow.
You better send me back. Okay, let me flick the switch. Oh, God, I love the clothes, though. Bye-bye. Bye. I love the clothes.
of the janitors.
There he goes.
Oh, there I am. Look at me now.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you visit for a moment.
Frail, wearing my stupid-ass pointed hat.
I understand. Well, you gotta keep up the appearances. We got a condo waiting for you here. So don't worry about it. You take care of yourself, okay?
Who's your buddy?
You're my buddy.
Who's your pal?
You're my pal.
Who's your man?
You are. Of course, you still work for the man, don't you?
You know, I work for them, man. I work for you.
That's right, never tell.
And don't forget our next plan.
That's right.
We're going to bang all the Sports Illustrated bathing suit girls.
Is there all on record with this? You ever see any of those that have much more of a career than that? No. But they all want to be in the magazine.
We're going to bang them hard.
Wow.
All night long.
Yeah, baby. I'm really excited about this. Listen, I gotta go. I'm getting my suits fixed. I got about 16 red velvet suits that I gotta take care of.
And I gotta go take care. You know, I've been busy. Oh, I had to do that thing with the Canadian judges, the Canadian men. You know, why is it I get all the crap jobs to take care of?
Because I'm down here enjoying my five-alarm chili. A little bit too much yesterday. I'm on fire.
You're the greatest, man.
Who loves you, baby?
I love you, baby.
Later for you. Be happy, make bye. Somebody else.
Bye. Pop out.
Wow, what a conversation.
And there you go.
They work together.
I guess so.
It's a big secret that nobody's ever known.
It's a scam.
Yeah, it's, they have those conversations all the time. And we got hold of one of them.
The Pope and Satan.
Very scary, if you ask me.
It is.
They work together.
I mean, I had no idea.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Hey, hold on, Buzz. I don't know if this guy is serious or not.
Right.
We got a guy in Seattle all wound up about that last bit.
Hello, Jimmy.
You guys are going to hell.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Come on. I can't understand how you could do that to the Holy Father.
Yes, we're going to hell. We're well aware of that.
Could you...
What, Robbie? What are you doing?
What?
Hello.
Call, dog.
Hey, look what happened to you. Caller, look what happened to you.
You're in hell.
Call, dog.
What?
What are you saying, caller?
Dumbass.
Okay, see?
Later.
See, even that guy that was complaining, we flipped him to the other side.
We put him in hell, too. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, when crematoriums go bad.
Oh, yeah. Mike and I really screwed that one up.
Yes, sir. Man, I am so embarrassed.
Guess
who's going to lose their license.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
Yeah, I heard you. Thank you. Coming to the show on Thursday, it's the debut of Teat Tac Toe.
Oh, we are looking forward to lovely ladies participating.
We'd like to have at least 10 girls. You want to play? Call Johnny on our New York number at 877-692-1027.
A good chance to dip your breasts in paint and get paid $1,000.
$1,000 will be playing Teat Tac Toe on Thursday's episode. Buzz News and Comment brought to you by Totally Awesome Coeds.
Oh, why, thank you.
College Coed Dorm Video Uncensored.
Oh, my God.
It's come to this.
The video is free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-596-3779 or visit www.totallyawesomecoeds.com.
Jesus.
Must be 18 or older.
Yeah, the economy's in tough shape, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. But you would think with this account that Affinity would be able to buy the Arbitron ratings.
I would think so if they're selling it now to, I'm not going to go on. They're a fine sponsor.
Great sponsor.
Yes, of course.
TotallyAwesomeCoEds.com. Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Sponsoring the news.
They ran it by me, and I said, sure.
Yeah.
I said, is the money green?
I remember hearing you talking about that. I didn't know that they were going to be sponsoring the news, and I think that's fun. I'd
like to see that video.
I bet you would.
There's a copy for you upstairs on our desk, Buzz.
Thank you. I look forward to it. They, meanwhile, are still finding bodies around a crematorium in Georgia today. At last count, they found 149 corpses.
Buzz, let Don and I go on the record, really, with all the people that are so upset about this, by saying we are really, really sorry.
Sorry, we screwed up.
You guys...
I mean, you know, that's been my experience. When you screw up,
yeah,
just be a man about it and say, you know what? All right, so we got busy.
Yeah, here's the deal. I mean, it's way out in the middle of nowhere. We've owned it for years. Why spend all that money on firewood?
But after like a dozen corpses pile up, I mean, I
but Buzz, it's like a laced potato chip,
yeah.
Right?
Once you've had one, and Rob, don't make that sign about the smell. We live in Virginia.
Yeah, and we were up here, and as Don said to me one time when I was saying the same thing, I said, what about the smell? Don looked at me and said, that's why God invented birds. 149 corpses found so far. They expect to find a couple hundred. Only about two dozen have been identified so far. Investigators have found skeletons sealed in vaults, bodies that have been dragged into a shed, and an employee who says the cremation oven was broken. Quoting the state's chief medical examiner, by the hour this is getting bigger, the skeletons are all intermingled.
Can I just say, in this day and age, I defy you to go through Yellow Pages and find someone who can fix a cremation engine for you.
Yeah.
You can't. We have
ridiculous.
No choice. You know, I said to Mike, we got two choices. We either find someone to fix this engine, or we buy about 400 shovels.
Go to Sears. They service what they sell.
Incidentally, and now here via satellite, let's go down to that site in Georgia where they are right now still finding the bodies.
Yeah.
Let's go down and listen. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Trying to fix the engine.
No.
Oh!
Yeah.
Smell doesn't bother them.
No.
It was too late.
I thought they were actually tapping on bones.
I think they might have been. The owner of the crematorium has been arrested. He admits that the urns of ashes that he gave to families actually just contained wood ash and cement powder.
Well, that was Rob's idea.
He's now being sued along with at least one funeral home.
Okay. They did find one corpse, though.
Really?
Yes.
Quarterback, quarterback, quack, quack, quack. Quarterback, quackity, quack.
That would have been the talking corpse.
With the wackity whack, he's got a gun in his hand that goes ack, ack, ack. Stands in the pocket just as cool as you please, like an old-time quarterback with the greatest of ease.
There he is.
There he is. There he goes. Some passengers at Louisville International Airport in Kentucky had to be rescreened this morning because of a security breach. Seems one of the screeners fell asleep at their post, allowing passengers to pass by unchecked.
Unbelievable. Glad I'm driving to New York today.
The concourse had to be closed for the rescreening, but there were apparently no noticeable flight delays there.
Wow.
But yesterday at LaGuardia, a flight had to return to the airport after it took off with a man who'd been told to stick around for bomb screening. Quoting one official, the screeners indicated to him he needed to be searched for explosives. He chose, for whatever reason, to pick up his bags and proceed into the crowd. By the time security realized he was gone, he'd already boarded his flight. The plane was called back, and the other planes at the concourse were grounded for about a half hour. And hundreds of other passengers were delayed by as much as 2 hours.
You know, what kills me about this, you're going to get a guy that they think has maybe explosives on him.
Right.
So they're going to give him an extra screening. And what do they say? Go wait over there.
Yeah, stand here.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He goes and walks in the crowd. They always just walk into the crowd.
I mean, and now it's under the guise of the federal government, and nothing's changing. It still sucks.
Everybody had to be rescreened. Turned out the man was unarmed, but as you said, a little embarrassing since it happened just one day after the feds took over the screening of bags and passengers.
You aren't embarrassing.
Yeah.
Imagine the phone call Mike and I got.
What? Oh.
Hey, guys, you know that land you got down in Georgia?
Oh,
yeah.
That.
They found out about it.
You want to, I mean, really, anybody lived in our neighborhoods, you could hear a big, giant oops.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Boy, are your faces red.
We were very embarrassed.
I called Mike. I said, did you get the call? He said, yeah. I said, Christ.
Yeah, we bought it, like, when we started working together. Way, way back when.
16 years ago.
The fallback thing, in case the radio thing didn't go the right way. I said, you know, I know a great business opportunity. What you do is they bring you dead people, and you burn them up.
Yeah. These things come back.
That was it. And
I said, why don't we bury him? And Mike said, listen, what we can do, we take the money for burying him.
Who has time?
We take the money for burying him, and we burn him. But then the engine broke.
And no one told us. And then once they did tell us, we said, well, is it a problem? And they said, no. The birds.
Ah. One thing.
The birds.
One thing has improved since the new focus on airport security. The slot machines at the airports in Las Vegas are making money hand over fist. A lot of travelers now arrive at the airport hours before departure.
There's one of our birds right now.
There you go. And airport officials say that's
Norm.
Boosted slot machine revenue by nearly $500,000 over the usual. A lot of airports, including Las Vegas, are reporting better sales figures from the newsstands and the food courts. In some airports, that increase has even offset the business lost when so many people stopped traveling by air.
All I know is never take two Ativan and try to play a slot machine in an airport.
Well, I remember you. That was like that was when you were. That's when Rob came down to the car at like 5:30. In the morning was talking to me, and I only realized halfway through the conversation that he was just hammered.
He'd taken his meds, his right. I'm afraid to fly meds.
Right. And when he takes those, I mean, it's like 16 hours of, well, then I realized that Carrie and I, that was
but never happened. Happier. It was the Elvis slot machine.
And you look at either side of his mouth.
The chalky buildup.
Yeah. He's making his own goat cheeks.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a small price to pay. a grand 16 hours.
A case of cannibalism in Queens. Police say a man bit and tore at his girlfriend's face yesterday, possibly devouring hunks of flesh from around her eyes, ears, nose, and mouth.
Jeez.
Police say they don't know what started it. Yes?
I hate to take sides.
Yes?
Three simple words.
She wouldn't listen.
Oh, stop. Oh, my God. Young crazy. Woman's in stable condition after surgery.
Thing to say.
Young man had no criminal record.
After making all the cremation jokes, that's a horrible thing to say. Yeah. And after pretending you're Satan talking to the Pope, that's where you draw the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's where I draw the line, Buster.
Most boxing commissions wanted nothing to do with Mike Tyson, but not here in the District of Columbia.
A great segue there.
Yes, indeed.
I'm surprised you didn't throw speaking of cannibalism in there.
Right.
Yeah, I thought you'd make the connection.
Okay, there we go.
It was no accident.
All right, good.
The D.C. Boxing and Wrestling Commission voted to grant Tyson a license to fight here in Washington.
What
today's
a great
vote,
guy he is.
3-1, the
of
vote
course.
Today.
Duh.
Tyson, who hopes to fight Lennox Lewis this spring, had already been turned away by other states, including Nevada, where the fight was originally scheduled.
What a great guy he is.
The D.C. Commission says a hurting local economy was one of the reasons to grant the license. The fight's expected to pump millions of dollars into the market. The local tourism board says they'll back it. The fight is now planned for June 8th at the MCI Center.
Well, bring him on. What the hell? Let's buzz time out. We got a break.
You want to go see it?
I told you I'm never going to the MCI Center.
He did
oh,
say that.
Man.
And I asked,
you and your rule. Yeah. When's the last time we went to a fight? I don't know. When is the last time we went to a fight?
Even if we pulled strings and were able to get really, really good seats.
Mm-mm. He made a vow.
I'm never going to the MCI Center.
Okay.
But go without me. Have a good time without me. Besides, I'll still be working on the mess down in Georgia.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
300 bodies. We think this is going to be taken care of in 2 or 3 days.
We're talking about sweat equity.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Clara Mel is going to call 100 right now. 877-365-3636. Bow recklessly. And be assertive. Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Germany now leads the Winter Games with 24 medals, including 8 gold. The U.S. is second with 18. At least one new record was set at Sunday's Daytona 500. It was the highest-rated auto race on TV in nearly 20 years. 35 million people watched all or part of the race.
It was a good one.
And finally, UC Berkeley is considered a very liberal campus, but the school suspended one class for going a little too far. It was a class on male sexuality. It became a was after the school paper printed a story about a couple of wild field trips. The story told of an orgy at a party that featured nudity and Polaroids. It also told of a visit to a gay nightclub where the students supposedly watched their instructors strip and have sex.
Hey, we've done that.
But one student was there, says there was no sex, and that, quote, it was a bonding experience. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I get it, Buzz.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's it. We got to go. Thank you for all the great calls today. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Tomorrow we'll be soliciting for more girls for Thursday's big Teat Tac Toe.
Yay!
And tomorrow, finally, the day that we really start re-rating women. I am looking forward to that. Really. Oh, and don't forget tomorrow is also Craig Wilson Day.
Yeah.
And here's a hot ball alert tomorrow night. Come feel the love. Tomorrow night as we assassinate the pinheads at the AMF Strathmore of Aberdeen, New Jersey. Conveniently located on Highway 34. Our balls will hit the lanes tomorrow night at 8. Oh, rock. I can't wait. We'll see ye there.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, yourself.
Yes, am I caller 100?
No. Thank you. What did I just say? Please be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm caller 100.
There you go. What's your name, my friend?
My name's David.
Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Stafford.
Dave, well, you won the new Britney Spears CD, Britney. The CD contains music from her movie, Crossroads. CD's courtesy of Paramount Pictures, but you've also won a prize pack. Courtesy of Music Outlet. Music Outlet is guitars and musical instruments, priced from $199. Call them at 1-888-747-9851. Thank you for listening.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And we are actually a couple minutes early.
Mm.
And being as the company's not paying for the rating service anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Or just kick back for a couple minutes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Just do what you got to do. Get your stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Get bags ready for New York.
I know some of us are flying.
Are you heading right? Are you heading right
driving?
Doc, are you heading right out to New York?
Yeah, right from here.
Rob and I are going to cab it.
Anybody have plans for dinner tonight?
Nope.
No? Nope. See the station.
I like to do that Italian place.
It's always good.
The station decided, the company decided that subscribing to the Arbitron rating service was too much. So why should we try?
Use your coat.
Why should we even freaking try to put on a show? We're not going to be rated. You got to subscribe to the ratings. You got to subscribe to the ratings to be able to get the numbers.
Yeah.
So we'll have no way of knowing what our ratings are.
Don't know.
So if the message the company is giving us is the ratings are important, which we've always said they are, then why should we bother?
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Every day another adventure, huh?
Yeah. We kept it together pretty good today.
I agree.
It was fun. We didn't blow our heads off.
I got 20 bucks as I beat you to New York tonight.
You're on.
Right. Good. Very good.
Sure hope Ken takes that call today.
Okay.
You don't like it when I talk like that, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to be careful. Mics are still up.
All right.
Yeah, don't forget.
Well, I mean, if they cure... All right, there we go, Mike. Oh, Mike, we don't need that. If they care so little, they're not going to pay for the ratings. You know, happy at least a couple minutes a day, we're going to take off.
Happy midday.
Okay, Rob,
mm-hmm.
Throw your hat in the air. Rob, can you?
Would
never
you?
Mind. I know you can't.
Thank you.
But that's what I love about you. You can't be kind.
I know that you can, though.
Throw your hat in the air as much as you, buddy. You and me, twin sons of different mothers. Throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You mind just
say that, Rob, that is the pot calling the kettle black.
For I know this.
My brother and
weird duality of us.
And I say toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.